Broadcasting WJFK-FM in Athens, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello!
Hello!
No matter what you think.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
You know you won't get through.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now? Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Are you doing like the Jack format thing?
It appears to be stuck on Marv Levy.
Let me go take a peek.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
It loves that Marv Levy tape.
I do too. Everyone
no matter
does.
What button. And hold on, let's see.
I'm hearing you.
It's working.
Excellent.
Right.
Do you hear me?
I can hear you, Rosie.
Our daddy is dead.
I got you. So it's bank select three. And there you go.
I got it.
Figured it out. Oh, and how about the guy who is celebrating Cinco de Mayo today?
Right here.
Yeah. Who doesn't love Mexico?
Silver Bullet Band.
How's your dystrophy?
It's one, better.
One day later.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
How's your daughter's lip gloss?
How's your lost telephone? Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Hey, no fibs today.
Why do you keep saying that? No fibs today.
Because John Norman accused me of fibbing about something. And
oh,
I said,
you're a fibber.
I said, there'll be no fibs today.
You're a fibber.
What did you say that you fibbed about?
I don't even remember.
That's a fib right there.
Well, right.
I don't remember.
He fibs all the time when I ask him things about stuff and he fakes it.
That's a bluff. That's different.
A bluff? No.
Today, heretofore, from now on, no more fibs.
No fibbing.
No, from anybody. And no half-truths.
All right.
You act a bluff.
That's right. These guys are guilty of being hot. Dr. Adamo and Mike O'Meara.
Right. I can't do the show under this new no-fib edict.
All right, we'll relax it.
It doesn't apply to you.
Listen, hello. Sure it does, bud.
Hello.
Oh, hi, darling. Hi, John Kerry. You there?
Oh, hi there.
You got to hear a little bit. The tunage today, Robert Seger. Last grasp for Bobby F.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Also, last grasp. For Eddie Murphy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Back when he made a funny movie.
Right. Beverly Hills Cop. And since then, for both of them, it's...
I'm sorry. I'm going to do better. I'm going to practice, Sam. I'm going to do better.
I know. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Here, Don and Mike show new episode. Cinco de Mayo. I love this. Mike, it's Thursday.
Thursday. 05 05 05.
Scared kids?
Scary. It's going to be really scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Hi there, Buzz. Yes. It's Don and Mike show, and you can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. Yeah. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067 in Washington, D.C. on WJFK.
I'm sorry.
I know, 202-432-1067. Play that one all the way to the label. There.
Oh, there you go.
That was that was the last good blast for Mr. Bob S.
That was
for BS.
BS.
We're out of BS.
Here's BS.
They tried to fix him up, I mean, they tried to...
BS and the SBB.
They tried to, you know, they tried to Aerosmith him up a little bit. They tried to give him some of those synthesizers, because that's when Van Halen started with the synthesizers, he was still stuck on that goddamn locker rock.
Bob Seger is, or as they call him today, Bob Ice.
I think Bob Ice, he still gets a few bucks from Chevy for doing that.
Sure.
Michael
Rock's been around for a long time.
There's a new generation of people that hate Bob Seger who know nothing about the music of Bob Seger except that one stupid commercial.
On his greatest hits that came out, I guess, a year ago, you know it's bad when it's his band each holding their kids.
They've
sort of given up on being rock.
Oh, sure.
There goes this show's Christmas card.
Yeah, they're not like the Stones.
Oh, no.
Stones haven't given up on being rockers.
Not at all.
That's sad. They only come out on tour when they need money. Yeah. And when's their next tour? Like in the
fall?
They'll announce it Tuesday.
But isn't that like rockers, too? I mean, they're going to basically just sit around and do nothing until they need the money.
And also, which one just came out of rehab again?
Woody.
Ron Wood. Oh, I get him and Pat O'Brien mixed up all the time.
Well, they look exactly the same.
You know, I told Beth Ann last night, don't tape the Pat O'Brien thing. I said, tape the Primetime Live thing. That was a bad choice on my part. We've got some tape from the Primetime Live with the boy toy. But Dr. Phil yelling at Pat O'Brien was great.
Really? See, I blew off the Dr. Phil. I thought it would be lame and lamer.
Here's the thing. Pat O'Brien was very, very defensive and still in the slicky boy thing. And it seems like 5 minutes ago that we heard, everybody heard it on the Internet, the phone call with, I need some coke and let's get some hookers.
I want to do this to you. I want to do that to you.
So Dr. Phil's yelling at him about it, and all Pat O'Brien says is, well, I don't remember it.
Wow. That's very handy.
And Dr. Phil says, but you were in the same room as this woman. She was 50 feet away from you.
Now, I'm trying to get some ratings here, and I want you to show some contrition. Please, Pat O'Brien.
And then they told us how brave Pat O'Brien was, you know, and what a beloved Hollywood legend and fixture he is on that show that I don't think anybody's watched.
I always thought in his bio they put noted asshat.
And the funniest part was when they built up to this the last 10 minutes of the show.
Uh-huh.
Join us now as Pat O'Brien faces his staff.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so, again. Hey!
They come in, and...
who are all probably still afraid for their jobs.
All of those people look like... if you wanted to know what our ratings party looked like the other night, it was these people.
Same thing.
A happy bunch, then.
So he gets in front of them, and you know, it's so disgenuine. It's so just full of crap, because...
Did he talk like that, like he did on the tape? Did he talk to his staff like that?
No, he didn't. But because he's doing it with TV cameras there, it comes off as disingenuous and just PR. So he says, he sits down and he's got his perfect suit on, you know, and he's the slicked back hair. And he's like, hi, how you guys doing? And they're all just looking at him. And he says, I know there's a lot of careers in here, a lot of families, a lot of dogs, a lot of cats, a lot of kids that depend on me being here.
Wow.
And I want you to know, I'm going to be here. Let's go out and do a great show.
That's it?
Yeah, that was it.
So no, like, I'm sorry for being a hump?
Your dog will eat.
No, none of that.
I did record it, so if you need tape out of it in the future, I've got it for you.
It would be pretty good. It would be pretty good. And the other thing Dr. Phil yelled at him about was coke.
Right.
Because they said... over and over, what happened in the hotel room that night to this guy, Pat O'Brien?
Right.
He said, I've been drinking. I had like 6 bottles of champagne. I opened my 7th bottle of champagne. Well, what about the coke? He said, well, there was just a little bit of coke. and Dr. Phil would not let that go. Said,
right.
You know, that's like being a little bit pregnant.
There he is, the big expert. But, you know, it's just a question of his... skeletons coming to the surface at some point.
Dr. Phil, yes, trust me, Dr. Phil is one
of
these
guys.
Now,
what I'd like to do, don't just look at it.
Right.
It happened. Eat it.
Yeah.
It happened to Dr. Laura.
Yeah. Absolutely. It takes is a tape or a picture.
It happened to O'Reilly. It'll happen to all these guys that want to yell at us. It's one thing if you want to do a TV show or a radio show and you want to yell at people and be funny about it, that's okay. But when you're like serious about it, when you're holding yourself up to a level that you could never achieve, but somehow because you're on TV...
that's when America wants to see you brought down.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
It's just the way it goes. Dr. Phil, a few years back, had somebody say something about it.
Yes, and then it got quiet and disappeared.
Yeah, somebody got paid off.
But it could resurface, as it sometimes and often does.
Absolutely.
And after watching that Primetime Live thing last night, I don't care if Paula Abdul slept with a guy. First off, she can get a better boy toy than him.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see the piece last night. Did he have credibility? Was he credible?
No, here's the thing. Here's his credibility. It's his word against her word, and his moronic, pockmarked friends who look like they could be in a Clearasil commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, not helped by the fact that he's one of these, like, yo-yo. I'll play the tapes for you.
Right.
Like, she just comes up to me and she starts, like, you know, kissing on my arm.
It was
dope. And, you know, she's dope and she's fly. And, you know, okay, we had the relationship.
Oh, so he's a hump.
Yeah.
He's a punk.
Oh, yeah. With a matching blue cap.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of the stuff, in my opinion, I'm no Paula Abdul fan. It was circumstantial. I mean, like, the guy from ABC, the Hispanic guy, George Lopez, I think was his name, the guy who was doing the report.
Yeah,
are you wearing a blue cap? All right, you're in trouble, Buster.
They loved, this is how they would try to nail her. But they weren't nailing her. They said, this is the Sprint store. An employee says he was there when Paula and Corey came in to buy the new phones. And then they leave.
ABC comes off looking light on this? That's a shock.
If you got a guy that said that, put his face on TV.
Right.
Let's see a face to somebody. Otherwise, it came off as National Enquirer.
Gee, another disappointing Primetime Live.
And,
how amazing is that?
I don't care if she's banging him or not. I really don't. We'll hear the tapes. I don't think it matters at all.
So you think, based on what you saw last night, I mean, this thing's not going to go any further?
I can't see that anybody would care.
Right. I think you're right.
I mean, the guy didn't make a compelling case, but boy, he does have the white trashiest family.
Does he really?
And the white trashiest friends. I mean, he makes Scott Sable's family look like the Kennedys. Really, like Camelot.
How great was it when the mother, they handed her the lyrics? There's a song on this guy's album about Paula. It's like,
oh,
straight
it's called
up.
It's called Politics.
That's what it is.
Politics.
That is clever.
And that's something I thought
straight up in it.
That was something I thought he got in his shorts after he had sex with her. You know, the politics.
So the guy comes across as a total scumbag. Is that the way it
is? Well, Mike, I've got the tapes. You didn't see the show.
Okay.
You'll be able to decide for yourself about that.
They hand the lyrics of Politics to the mother, and the guy from ABC says, how does that make you feel? And she says, I am shocked.
Oh, God. Yeah.
She had never seen the lyrics until we showed them to her.
Oh, so so nothing.
No. No.
So all this hype about nothing.
No, I feel intellectually raped.
Wow. But come on. You know,
strong words,
Rob. What did Bob Knight say? If intellectual rape is inevitable, lay back and enjoy it.
I didn't say I didn't enjoy it.
And he got in big trouble after that.
Gotcha. And before I tell you about our Cinco de Mayo promotion today,
yes,
I'll just take a moment out. I very rarely do this because I'm a humble man, but
Don Geronimo
Seer.
Yes, for Scott Sable.
Predicted it, yes.
You were the only one, and I give you full and total credit on that.
That guy's out of there.
You called it, and he was your guy, too. I mean, so you were using your mind, not your heart.
I just had a gut feeling about his gut that last night would be the end.
What do you think did it? You think it too cocky? You think that's what it was, too cocky at the end?
If you want to know, I stand by my gut instinct that this show is rigged in some way.
It's time to get rid of the fat boy.
That somebody says, listen, okay, we're just not going to count, you know, these 20,000 votes for Bob Ice.
Why do I get the impression that everybody else on that show just breathed a sigh of relief? Now that Sable's gone, he did not look like he was popular among his peers.
Although you did have the moment last night when you didn't know what he was going to do.
No.
There was
a moment where you thought he might wig out.
They turned to the Russian kid with a hole in his throat and they say,
and he's the nicest kid in the world. He would have, you know, gone quietly.
I'd say, it's your birthday. We didn't get you a birthday card like they're going to let him down.
Yeah.
But congratulations. We'll celebrate next week. And turns, Scott, you're out. And
you go home tonight.
Yeah, and that's when he got the private pile look in his eyes.
Just
for a moment.
See, he's doing a little bit of the lip bite.
Oh,
you know?
I'm glad you got that.
He was doing the lip bite, you know, just going, okay, I got the lip. I'm biting my lip now. I'm biting my lip. I got to go home.
Paula Abdul.
Tell him, man.
Ooh,
man, I want some Paula Abdul.
I heard they gave her flowers. The contestants gave Paula flowers.
Well, they handed out flowers, but they handed them to Randy and Simon.
And
it looked weird.
Homo.
That is wrong because.
Sure did. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, great to talk to you. I just wanted to say the only thing more disappointing last night than the Paula Abdul special was the fact that Scotty Fatboy didn't freak out there. I was hoping he was going to blow a gasket.
Yeah,
it would have been great television.
Yeah, but, you know, he's got the whole tour thing to look forward to this summer.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
You know, why go crazy now? Why not go on the tour? And, like, you know, when you get to the last leg of the tour, that's when he goes ballistic.
If you want to see someone wig out, wait and when they assign who has to share a dressing room with him.
You want to see someone wig out, watch Channel 9.
Well, yeah,
J.C. Hayward.
No, has for years.
Now
hello.
In high def. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, you know, I hope nothing ever happens to you in your career that you have to go through rehab or something, or maybe Freda smartens up and leaves you.
Hey, dude, hold on. Hold on. May I offer a preemptive strike here? I have already done that.
Yeah, well, he's trying to do the good thing, and he's coming out to make amends of it.
Pat O'Brien?
Yeah.
I believe what I heard was that we were making fun of Pat O'Brien because he had not come out and expressed remorse.
No, it was total...
He's embarrassed on what the phone call that he made. He's in rehab because...
Did you watch the Dr. Phil show?
Dr. Phil...
Did you watch the show or not?
No.
Oh,
then what the hell are you having to talk about?
I'm commenting on Pat O'Brien.
I listened to it.
Shut up.
On the internet.
You listened to it on the internet?
Yes.
Well, then perhaps you could... Maybe you're not... Gosh, you don't get it enough. You're not wired the right way that you couldn't hear the insincerity. I mean, Buzzy, if you'll tomorrow bring in the tapes, play the tapes, just the audio version, and you'll hear. He's a slicky boy.
He was embarrassed.
He was embarrassed BS.
If you were on cocaine and alcohol and you made those phone calls with your girlfriend in a room in a hotel and this person put those tapes out on the air, they're embarrassed.
Yes, I don't disagree with that.
And, you know, it wasn't just Pat O'Brien. We were giving Dr. Phil a hard time, too.
Well, Dr. Phil's an adulterer. He's already up.
That's what he did. Yeah. No, that's the thing.
Okay, but either way, the point is everybody's got a skeleton in their closet, and God knows I've got them, and I've been pretty honest about it. Here's the thing.
You know, really, can I just say, I remember when that all went down, and, you know, the fact is the way it was handled was, you know, there you came in and you were... You know, as broken up about that as anybody, and you came out and dealt with it head on. I remember that when that happened.
But you don't turn it into a goddamn prime
time
special.
What if you come to me and say, I know you've got a wife and a family, and I'm here.
Yeah.
The show must go on, right?
I
would have been pretty pissed off if you did
that. And listen, if Pat O'Brien really wanted to do something, he would have done what I and other people in that situation have done. You speak to the people privately. You speak to them privately. You don't go on another network TV show to try to revitalize your career and bring cameras in.
It's a PR move.
Bring in a public PR move.
Yeah, pull a Rush Limbaugh. Is that what you're trying to say?
What do you mean?
What does Rush Limbaugh have to do with this?
Hey, can I ask you,
sir? It was his mistake that came out.
Have you made a mistake?
Oh, I don't admit that I have. I have definitely made tons of mistakes.
You don't admit or you do admit?
I do admit that I made tons of mistakes.
Why are you so... You sound angry.
I'm not wound up. I'm just saying, I heard it in the beginning of the show. I love listening to it. That you sounded like you were giving him a hard time. I mean,
that's right. I was giving him a hard time. I think it was, as I said...
Because he was too slick.
It was disingenuous. You can tell when someone is truly remorseful, and you can tell when someone is putting on an act for the cameras.
So you think that he just wanted to get his big-paying job back and just get on with life? He didn't really mean what he said.
Yes, that's the feeling I got after watching the tape.
When they played the tapes of the phone calls, he couldn't even listen. He didn't even want them to play him. He was so embarrassed about it.
Wait a minute. You're being an asshat. What the whole point of this whole thing was that the guy came out and he said, I don't remember. Well, isn't that convenient? You know what? Isn't that convenient? You don't remember any of it. You don't remember any of the bad behavior. But I would venture to say there was probably, when anybody goes through that kind of crap, there's bad behavior leading up to it. And, you know, I mean, it's just, I think it's a cop-out.
Yeah.
And if you saw it, it was disingenuous. It was not from the heart.
Yeah.
It was a lot of planned looking at camera one, looking at camera two,
you know, and you might
saying the scripted thing.
You might have had to do your apology on the air when you came in here and when you went through your tough stuff. I've done a lot of those apologies. And normally what they involve in is gathering the people around, you know, and there are many times that I don't remember, and I really don't remember, but I pretend I do when I'm saying I'm sorry.
Don't be such a jerk, okay?
Don't be so angry and adversarial, asshat.
Wait, we're not going to be mad, and go Ravens, and...
Oh, Jesus. Suck one.
Just had a lot of
really?
Caffeine, I think.
Get yourself a nice lollipop. Just suck one. Get an all-day sucker.
Yeah.
Just suck that baby. Get a Pat O'Brien sucker. Suck or just hang up.
Suck one.
POS?
Yeah. Pat O'Brien sucker?
Yeah, the POS.
No. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, that guy who just called is a total tool.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
I mean, okay, he's... sorry that he got caught. He's not sorry they did it. He's sorry he got caught.
Everybody who's done anything is sorry that they got caught. That's universal no matter what it is. Because you know, no matter what it is, if you're stealing a pack of gum or if you're robbing a bank or you're doing whatever it is.
Here's the deal. I got to come with this. I don't know when you want me to do this, but I got to come clean on
something. Time.
I know I'm serious about this. It's nothing, you know, drug related or anything bad like that. In fact, it's frivolous, but it's something I gotta clear my conscience.
All right, why?
And I didn't tell you in the office. And it's about this motorcycle thing.
What about it?
It's a source of embarrassment, and it's minor. It's a tiny little thing, but I might as well. Are you ready for it now?
Sure, lay it on me.
All right, now I want to first say before I start this that Buzz and I really enjoyed the course with these guys. Fantastic instruction. Yeah. At the end of the instruction...
Your motorcycle class.
Yeah, the motorcycle course. Buzz had to leave early, and I said, well, I want my little certificate because one of the things you do is you get a waiver for the skills test when you go to DMV to get your motorcycle license.
Right.
And I said, well, I'm going straight to DMV because I want to, you know, I want to get this thing in hand. I said, Buzz, I'll bring you yours later.
Right.
And I went in, and I got my little certificate after this. I want to thank Tom... is it Williams?
Hold on.
Yeah, Tom Williams.
Before you do the whole thing.
All right.
Are you going to do the whole thing about your recap?
I could.
Okay, well, we got to do the Joe thing first. I didn't know you were going to do the whole thing.
Well, it involves us. You might want to wait. But it's a confession.
Wow.
It's a confession.
Well, that's a good tease.
I'm ready.
I hate to surprise you. I mean, but occasionally I do bring a surprise or two into
it. I know you do, but we do have a contest in 2 hours that we have to solicit for.
Whatever. Then I won't tell you.
Well, then tell
me. Then I'm keeping it to myself.
Well, that's a great tease.
I've just made a different call. I've now made a different call. I'm going to carry it to my death.
Mike's confession coming up later.
We can't wait that long.
That's right.
Can I just hear your confession and hear the plug about how nice the place was later?
Yes.
Please?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
After all of this, and all my excitement and my glee, more than his. He's into it, but I'm really into it.
So let me see if I follow this now. You got done with the class today.
I got my little certificate, and on the way home from the course this morning, which we passed, and I'll go into detail about that later,
right.
I went to DMV.
So you were going to go and get your license.
Yes, I was. Uh-huh.
Which I assumed you had today.
Yeah, I took the test at DMV after going to the test.
Oh, good for you.
And I flunked it.
Oh dear. You should
now they want now shut
both.
Up a second.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me just finish here.
Mike, can I?
Before I know he said that we should review the
Mike
because it's got to. Yes.
Mike, can we have a moment? Can you and I have a moment?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
It was a tough moment for me. Because I'm really not. I feel like I'm embarrassing those guys as well. But here's the deal. They said, can everybody just let me say this?
Yeah.
They said to us. They said to Buzz and myself. They said, listen, the DMV portion of this, as far as the book part, has slightly different modifications and covers some different things that you have not taken in this course. Make sure you take the sample test and read the book. I didn't think I had to. I thought because that call we had gotten, and now I know the calls I'm going to get. And I almost didn't want to come in and say that because I know the kind of crap I'm going to get about it. Because the guy said, hey, you know, a TARD could take this test.
So in essence... you and Buzz went to this motorcycle, the learn how to ride class.
Uh-huh. Yeah, now the riding skills test is and the basic knowledge is there. The only difference is I must have hit the questions that were slightly modified, mm-hmm. and I just But it was more than that.
So
I knew
right out of the, you were fresh out of the class.
All right, look, I'm trying to make excuses. I knew this stuff. I should have, but what I did was I panicked in the test. Maybe in my excitement of going through this so quickly, I panicked. And
Mike O'Mara, you're grounded.
Thank you, TV's Alan Fick.
Now, do you take it like a driving test on the touch screen, the computer
yes.
touch screen?
Yes.
Yes, the written test.
And is
and
it...
here's the deal. I skipped a couple of questions.
You're an idiot.
I walked up to the lady. I said, I thought that when you skip them, you can go back to them. She said, yes, you can go back to them, but you had already exceeded the maximum number of incorrect answers.
Oh.
I want to see you! Oh!
Do you test well?
No.
I mean, like, when you, how do you do when you do, like, the written for your regular operator's permit?
No.
You don't do well there?
You aced the written motorcycle test, and the course itself, you aced that.
Yes. No, but it was my excitement. It was everything. And there were just a couple of ones. I forgot the basic stuff that we had just learned, and I'm embarrassed, and I just am here to say I'm taking it again tomorrow, and I'm going to pass it, and I'm sorry, to everybody.
Oh, that is that.
And I'm filled with remorse.
Do you forfeit your fee?
For what?
When you pay to take the test. Is there a fee?
There's a $2 retake fee.
Oh, okay.
And then I had to sit and wait while, you know, the whole DMV process while I'm listening to every Spanish dialect known to mankind.
Can you hear me?
I would think DMV wouldn't be crowded on Cinco de Mayo.
That, Don,
I love this joint anyway.
That's what I was chomping at, and that's why I was... I'm sorry to, like... I know you got the agenda, but I didn't know.
I didn't know the... See, you got to give me at least, before the show, you at least got to say to me, I got a big something I want.
I didn't want to do it. But all this talk about... Really, all this talk about, hey, coming clean, being honest,
yeah.
showing remorse.
Would it help?
And it was not a dirty little secret, but it was a little...
You're an idiot.
It was a little thing I just... And I'm, you know...
You're an idiot.
I had been beautifully trained by these guys, and...
not a big deal.
You know, were excited. They had said, that's in addition to this course, read the manual.
Right.
Read the manual and review the testing procedures.
Yes, is it 25 questions?
Would you like to take just a moment, just very quietly, to gloat? Well, they did say that we should wait and read the book. And
I'd like to point out, Buzz hasn't
okay,
written yet.
Okay, you turn. All right. And now you're supposed to say to me, okay, I can't stop.
And thank God you didn't run over the instructor.
Okay, let's review these charges. Mike, your charge was U-turn?
U-turn, yeah. I suck at U-turns inside a box.
And once again, in the test, I had my worst stop ever. And it wasn't a question of, like, out of control or anything. It was just like, I didn't stop as well as I should have. Not that I didn't stop the bike. There are several things you have to do.
Buzz?
I kind of, locked the rear brake up a little bit.
Is that it? Do you have anything else about Mike?
No, that's about it. It was just that clutch jumping incident at the beginning. But that's, I had one of those the other day myself. So that's a wash.
What was the clutch jump?
Where Tom said that's an automatic failure if you run over and kill the instructor.
Oh, yeah. When he said, did you do that?
No, but I came at you guys the other day.
What was the thing? Here's the deal. What was the thing this morning that I said I'm going to talk about on the air? I completely forgot. Do you have any memory of that whatsoever?
I'll think about it, and when I come up with it, I'll tell you.
But I've been too racked with guilt here, with all this.
You must feel better now.
No, I don't.
No?
No, I regret having said it.
I feel better.
I'm glad you were on. And, Budge, I bet you do feel better.
And if you want to, there's more. There's a little bit more.
Sure,
go
ahead.
Later. Do you want me to get it out of the way right now or what?
Is it more about your personal failure?
I do. No, I want to thank those two guys.
Can we wait on that?
They deserve it. Tom Williams and Dave Hepburn, who were phenomenal. And they taught the safety course. They were great guys. And
I want to say this.
And I'll say it two or three more times in the show because they deserve it. They were great.
True.
I think they have a 50% success ratio.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you. Thank you. Don't just shake the salt in. Pour the whole thing.
Who mentioned a bad toe yesterday with me? And from 15 years ago.
You're right.
15 years ago.
This is true.
One time I take my shoe off and you're overwhelmed by the scent. And you had to throw in the bad toe thing.
True. I did do that. I'm standing in front of the computer screen, and I'm like, this is going to be no problem. And then
I hate those computers. Those computers are a horrible way to take
them. Then I panicked, and then I got stupid.
You've been up
and I'm talking
five.
Stupid mistakes that were, they're right in my mind.
Do you remember any of the questions you passed on?
Nah, I do, but I'm not going into it that far.
Yeah.
You know?
I was hoping you could just share one.
Mm. It was one about an intersection. I don't remember. It's all squash.
I buy my bus pass for $40, and I'm first always, so that's why I'm first.
How many are you?
I'm serious. I'm studying this thing tonight like I study for the bar exam. I mean, I'm going to go in there tomorrow.
You don't need, when it comes to bars,
yeah. You pass. Yeah.
Pass, no. He goes in.
Oh, that's another thing. I'm not studying tonight. Cinco de Mayo.
Just as well.
Hello. Some things take priority.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Mike?
Yes, hi. You're on the air.
Mike, I can't believe you failed that test. Those questions are the most commonsensical questions for motorcycle riders.
Anyway. Yeah, for motorcycle riders. Mike, you've been riding since you were three.
That's right.
How many are you allowed to miss?
I don't know. I'm going to find out tomorrow when I come in when I've passed.
Hello, Don and Mike. I didn't think you were going to take it tomorrow because you were not going to be able to study tonight.
I'm going
to
take it, and I'm going to study. I'm going to study. I'm
studying in the morning.
Don't forget, everybody, shut up!
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. I just wanted to let Mike know I've been riding for like 25 years.
Uh-huh.
I failed the Virginia test the first time I took it.
Can I say something to you, sir? God bless you. You know, you know what?
God bless the loser.
We're gonna get one call like this, and yours was the one, and I needed it. I really did. I rarely rely. God knows I don't rely on our listeners to help me. But this particular call, that's how much it meant to me.
Can I make a guess about you, though, sir?
Sure.
I'm gonna guess it was fifth grade. Am I right or wrong? Was that the grade you were held back in?
Okay.
Oh,
man.
Hello, Don and Mike, Joe.
Come on, Joe. Hey, Mike's getting picked on, Joe. Let's
Joe.
Roll in. Joe only popped
Joe,
in when Mike's
Joe,
getting
Joe.
Picked on.
Were you wearing your do-rag and your glasses with your cigarette and your jacket?
I was wearing my leather jacket, but no do-rag is back. I was thinking my hair was a tad unkempt. And the photograph, because I was getting a new license at the same time.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. I was going to change my address on my license and get the whole thing done.
Sure. Right.
And then I have to leave DMV with my existing license.
Wow.
And just walk out. And, you know, if anybody was at DMV and they saw me sobbing, that's what was happening today. You know. And everybody else seemed very happy. There was a lot of people. It's a holiday.
Hey, you know what? Before we talk about our big Cinco de Mayo party, which we're going to have here today, we're giving away $1,000 and a trip to Las Vegas.
Wow.
But you got to come down to the station. We'll tell you why in a second here. Maybe as long as you're in this mood, you are.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah, sure.
Mike got a letter.
Get it out of the way.
Mike got a letter in the mail today, and I think, when do we decide to call this segment? It's,
No Effing Way.
Welcome to How's Your No Effing Way.
Huh.
Here's a letter. Mike got a package today at the station.
Yeah.
And we know most times we get packages.
There's about, what, a 10% chance that there's anything?
It's generally something said by someone who has good intentions, but we end up throwing it away.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This was the cherry on my sundae here, because I thought it would be something fun.
Yeah. Mike was opening the package because it was a big package.
Yeah, this is when, and I was sitting there, and I I've come clean on it now, so I'm just, might as well get this out of the way.
You think you have a major award.
This is a major award, and I entitle this segment, No Effing Way.
No Effing Way.
Dear Mike, I've been listening to the Don and Mike show ever since I moved to Northern Virginia 5 years ago. Though I always enjoy the show, there have been a couple of moments recently that struck a chord with me.
Oh.
You speak fairly frequently about your health. And your weight loss effort.
Yes.
And several times I have thought of offering my personal training services.
Oh, my goodness!
But your show yesterday discussing the motorcycle safety course you are taking with Buzz finally inspired me to contact you.
Ah.
In addition to being a personal trainer, I grew up around motorcycles, blah, 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 blah.
What is it that he's trying to pitch you on?
And because I grew up around them and I have a motorcycle, blah, blah, I have published Get Fitter, Ride Better.
Man, it combines
this
the two.
This book provides an overview of the fundamental aspects of physical fitness and the manner in which they affect riding. Well, I've been on Route 66, and I've seen those Hondas with the twin beef twins on the back with their big antennas, those fat asses.
Right.
The 12-week fitness program is designed to help you improve your strength, stamina, and balance.
I have enclosed a copy for your review. I have filed it.
Mike, what is your response?
My response, oh, it says finally this, I thank you for your support and encourage you to contact me with any questions or comments you may have.
Well, here comes the question or comment.
Ride strong.
That's right.
Betsy Schiaponi.
Hey, Betsy.
And I want to say from Mikey O to you, Betsy, no effing way.
Seriously, I think...
One of the attractions of riding motorcycles is that I see a lot of fat guys on them. Big guys, sloppy fat guys.
You might consider this as an alternative. A lot of your previous exercise equipment had the word lounger in it.
Yes, this is true.
You know, right. This might be a
and
step
now
up.
He's all, you see how giddy he is right now?
Yeah, well, he's.
And, you know, he only got 1 point less than me on the final evaluation.
Mike beat me by 1 point on the exam.
I think, frankly, they ought to take more points off for certain aspects of that training.
Like what, Mike?
Like the box, which I hate. The U-turn box, because I was so sloppy fat, Betsy.
I'd like to restate.
It's not that I'm out of shape, Betsy. It's that I'm stupid. I'm too stupid to take the basic test. The test. Do you see people that ride motorcycles? I do, Betsy.
I'd like to restate. Buzz hasn't taken the written yet.
This is true.
He'll pass it.
You think?
Yeah, I think he will.
Yeah.
He'll do what he does. He took notes, for God's sake.
Yeah. Can't take notes to the DMV.
No, Buzz will get that part of it down, you know, as far as it's just...
It's just the physical coordination that I have a little trouble with.
Just a little bit of that coordination.
What if he trips on his way to the
instructor? Asked you what he asked me. He asked if somebody was going to be accompanying you on this rolling thunder.
Yeah,
perhaps like when you're sitting in a sidecar. A
couple hundred bikers, actually.
Yes, of course, you'll have lots of friends out there. But thanks to the... Yes, get fitter, ride better. I've lost 40 pounds, and my bike goes faster than ever.
Thanks, Butsy.
No effing way.
No effing way. But no, can I say... she was concerned, and I appreciate.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Donna Mike just burned a bunch of calories right there.
There I go.
Look at that. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi, Sam. You're on the air.
I want to point out, Don, during that primetime live thing last night, did they see how goofy Randy Jackson looked during that Journey clip?
Yeah, you know, I guess we've talked to Joe Artinger's best friend,
Joe
Ross Valerie, about this before, that Randy Jackson.
Wasn't Randy Jackson a bass player?
Yeah, in Journey. And it was in one, I don't recall which video or concert it was, but he had like an awful-looking Clarence Clemons, Sergeant Peppers.
Just like Clarence Clemons.
I think it was the Raised on Radio tour, because he replaced Ross Valerie for that tour. And imagine my happiness when I asked Russ to sign my Raised on Radio LP.
Jackson.
I didn't play on that one.
You see, thank you for the call. Part of the rap about this this creep on the primetime show last night was that that Paula Abdul said to him, Randy used to be in Journey, so sing a Journey song.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, that's giving away the state secret.
Sure is, Mike. And then, like, yo, she started kissing me. Yo.
Yo. Can't wait to hear that.
Yo. Yeah. There was so much great TV last night.
Yeah.
Pat O'Brien, Slicky Boy.
Right.
I'm going to come into the room now. Let's see. Camera's on. Good. Camera's on. Everyone lined up against the wall. I'm going to do my best to look sad. Look stoic. Put one leg up. The elbow on the knee. Almost in the finger pose.
Yeah, totally affected.
I know there's a lot of families, dogs, cats, children, careers in this room that depend on me. Let's go do the best work we've ever done. Please.
I'm sorry.
Get that. There may have been an I'm sorry.
Okay.
There may have been.
Lost, on the other hand, kicked ass.
It was just an all-day sucker.
Yeah,
that's all it was.
Say that show's great.
It is.
Just an all-day sucker. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hi, hey,
there.
Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Buzz. Yada, yada, yada.
Et cetera.
Okay. What?
Can you say Vespa?
Vespa?
Oh, that's a scooter, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I know where you can get a really great $10,000 John Deere Packers lawnmower.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Bring it. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Oh, that's a hang-up. One more call and we got a break. Hi. Oops, Don and Mike, what's wrong with this line? Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
Yeah, Mike, I wanted to ask you, is your new motorcycle helmet made out of ass?
Made out of ass?
Yeah, like an ass helmet?
You know, I'm going to see if I can get one custom made, especially since I flunked the test. So when I do pass the test, I'll be wearing indeed the ass hat. Because you're right, sir, I am the ass hat today. Absolutely.
Now, listen.
I am beating myself up.
You really are.
I was as angry at myself as I have been in a long time.
You're tired. And I know why.
Yeah, I am a little tired.
Because in a way, and maybe you don't want to admit this, it's kind of a competition with Buzz.
And I was going to come in today, and
you were going to say,
hey, Buzz, look at my new license. Look at my motorcycle. Mm-hmm. And instead, I went rosy at the DMV.
Well, you know, just
sorry.
Stupid.
Let me try to do better.
Let me leave you with this tease before the break, okay? Mike, at least you didn't cry. When we come back, after we tell you about the contest today, mm-hmm. and we're giving away $1,000 in the Vegas trip,
yes.
we'll talk about a man.
A man?
A man.
Who cried?
A man who cried.
Ooh.
A man who cried.
Really?
And the woman who made him cry.
Oh, my. Oh, dear.
That's right.
Wow. That's a hell of a tease.
It's an explosive Oprah Winfrey show.
You gonna cry? You gonna cry?
I feel better.
Let me say, the crier, mm-hmm. you probably will not be surprised. And these are people around the station, incidentally.
Huh.
Even better.
The crier, you will not be surprised about once you figure out.
Oh, really?
But the person, the woman that made him cry.
Yeah.
That's going to be like a Scott Sable upset.
Oh, my God. What a great... This is in-house business.
Because she, you know, her whole rap is not Don't Tread on Me.
Right.
But with no offense to her, and I know she's listening somewhere in this building, generally speaking, she's a doormat. You know,
wow.
Speaking, she's a very wonderful woman, but she's not into confrontations.
Oh, this is exciting.
But the day was different.
Well, I guess it was.
Yes. So this is the big tease.
That's right. Huh. So let's see if we can think about... And I hope he's not listening now and crying somewhere.
Oh. You know what? This is almost taking away all my LP today.
Your life pain?
My life pain, yes.
My life pain is very low today, incidentally, even though things are still crazy in my house.
And just think how low it's going to be tomorrow.
I got the priorities.
Acupuncture Friday.
Oh, although I got a sub sitting in for the regular one.
Uh-oh,
she's on vacation.
Oh, God.
So I'm not sure how that's going to go.
Okay, everybody watch it tomorrow. Comes in, she puts one of them needles in the wrong spot.
Oh. Although today I had the shopping list from Big Frida. Well, Robbie.
I'm just going to say my LP, 8.38.
Oh, yeah. I heard on the other end of Rob's phone today.
I'm sorry.
Hi.
You only have two children. How is it that you make it sound like there's 20 there?
It's a Hollywood trick.
A simple actor's trick.
And Robert's flushing again.
Oh, flushing like items, household items down the toilet?
Yeah, it was. I called Don last night. Julia came to me, you know when screams go to phase three?
Yes.
It's like you think, oh my God, I better make sure they have their fingers.
Yeah, it's the type of scream where a parent immediately has to jump up because you think something's horrible.
What is the matter? She said, Robert flushed my lip gloss down the toilet.
How old is Julian?
And she's four. Robert's two and a half. And the thing is immediately I have to parent and stifle laughter at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And the more I thought about it, I thought of it from the toilet's perspective to see Robert running and laughing with the lip gloss to the toilet and to flush it with her in hot pursuit. And her seeing it go and then screaming, it was one hell of a night.
The toilet in your house kind of goes, oh no, here it comes.
Here it comes.
No, please don't put that in me.
But for future parents, no, lip gloss, not a clogging item.
Oh, really?
D-cell batteries,
mm-hmm.
clogging item.
Yes. Yeah, well, wait till it comes out and somebody thinks it's a finger.
This finger's red.
So right when Rob was calling me, just tell me about, you know, my godson. Yeah. And that cracks me up about Robert. He is.
The flushing.
Yeah, he is.
And I can picture him, really, with his mouth open, just running around, just
laughing.
Screaming and laughing.
He's a needler.
You heard what was going on at my house last night. Crisis.
That's right.
Frida answers the phone and goes, hold on, it's for you. And I come out to the other room and she gives me the phone. And I'm sure you heard Big Frida say,
there's no bourbon.
I did. Well, first I heard your wife say, I said, is Don there? She says, yes, he and Grandma are at the bar. Well, how nice. And then I hear in the background, we're out of bourbon.
No bourbon in the house.
So she had to get by on SoCo last night.
Yeah. Right.
A little Southern comfort. And then today.
How's your cordial?
How's your mother-in-law? How sweet is my mother-in-law? She comes by and she gives me a Post-it note.
Right.
That has 8 different varieties of bourbon.
Oh, wow.
Not that she wants all 8.
Any of those will do.
See you later, Jack and Coke.
It's rated from top to bottom.
What's her top brand?
Jim Beam.
Very nice. It's a big bourbon weekend, what with the Derby and all.
Yes, right. Yes, the mint juleps.
Yeah, I got her the big, like, Costco. I mean, the thing, it's like one of those big water bottles that you see out in the hallway.
Like a water cooler.
Yeah, like a Culligan man thing. Yeah.
Kind of has like a spigot down the bottom
of
it.
Gigantic. I said to the guy, I was checking out. I said, how come you don't like sell the stuff that I like in these gigantic bottles? Like, you're making me buy these by comparison, 20 bottles.
Yeah, but the thing is, if your stuff, I've been in there, I've bought booze for parties.
Yeah.
Your stuff, if it came in that, you'd have to like get a second mortgage on your house. Because that's the expense. Vodkas are expensive. They're the most expensive top shelf stuff you can get.
This bottle of Jim Beam made my bottle of vodka look like one of those little airline bottles that Dexter Manley was drinking and putting in his vest that day.
It's a good thing make you want to drink more this weekend. And just because you look at that big bottle she's got, all right, make it a double, make it a quadruple.
Okay,
hallelujah.
If we're gonna double my normal, it would have to be a quadruple.
Very good.
But I don't have a problem. Mike, Buzz,
yes,
Rob, we've all got a lot of dogs and cats.
Yeah.
And we'll be back after this commercial. I hope you enjoyed this disingenuous moment.
We've got work to do.
I always do.
I have tests to take. Oh, excuse me, I have to rephrase that. I have tests to take.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Attention, attention, Nils is dead.
I repeat, Nils is dead, f***head. So is Powell. And those 4 guys from the East German All-Stars, your boys down at the bank,
they're going to
be a little late.
The Don and Mike Show. 98% perfect. All of the time.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right. IndependenceAir.com, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show. We're giving away a vacation a day in the Bongo Bay to Las Vegas. Go to FlyEye.com. We're giving away the trip today. And here's what we're doing. It is Cinco de Mayo.
Yes. Cinco de Mayo.
We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges.
See.
I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
So how will we be celebrating today?
How will we be celebrating today?
This is an in-studio contest. Mm-hmm. Mike, you might notice that we've got tarps on the floor.
That always means something special.
Be one of the first 10 real men to show up here at Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters, 10800 Main Street in Toothless Fairfax. You got about an hour to get down here.
Uh-huh.
The prize is today's vacation to Las Vegas and $1,000.
Oh, my.
That's so nice. You can gamble.
So listen, hombres. Here's what you'll have to do.
That's my perspective on money.
We have decided that, I guess it was back, I don't know, Christmas time. We got snow and we had Joe go outside with a bunch of listeners. And Beth Ann, remember, spent hours the night before making snowballs.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we had a contest to see how long a guy could keep a very cold snowball in his underpants.
Very good.
Today, in honor of Cinco de Mayo, it'll be hot balls. Now, we have Nerf balls.
All right.
Joe is going to be making a concoction for us.
Yeah, Joe's got the little Nerf ball in his hand right there.
He knows hot sauce.
Joe's going to be making a tribute to Cinco de Mayo with a very hot sauce. He's going to soak these Nerf balls in the hot sauce.
Marinate them.
And in about an hour and 15 minutes, 10 guys will be here in our studio. You could be one of them. You got to come down. This is a last minute thing, but this is how it always works out, you gringos.
Yep.
You come down.
Amigos.
You come down. You take one of the balls out of the bucket.
Yeah.
There's no nudity involved.
Okay.
You simply, although we'll have to have somebody checking to make sure that the Nerf ball actually goes into the underpants.
Inside, pressing up against the skin.
Yes, right. That's correct.
Right.
And the person, let me rephrase that, the real man.
Yes.
The real man who can withstand the Nerf ball, the hot ball, the longest, wins $1,000 in the trip to Las Vegas.
All right.
Now, Joe.
Yes, sir.
You've had some experience with these sauces.
I have.
You were experimenting this morning. You were dabbing the sauce on your arms and your face, right?
Well, I was working with it, and every time I scratched my nose or rubbed my eye, 15 minutes later, I was washing it out. So
very good.
And I've got this certain brand of hot sauce. I tried it. I didn't think it was quite hot enough, so I made a little something special.
What'd you do?
I made a little something special to
heat it up a little bit.
Yeah, spike it up.
Joe's a hot pepper guy, right? Don't you grow hot peppers?
Yeah.
Hot peppers.
Yeah, that's what he grows.
He
makes great sauce.
This is a blend of herbs and spices, if you will.
Now, hold on. You got one of those squeeze things that looks like an old 1950s.
That's his homemade.
Yeah, but I like the 1950s diner-like.
You can get those at World Market.
Ketchup and mustard squeezer things.
Now, Joe, that homemade concoction that you will be supplementing the hot sauce with, is that something that you would conceivably put on food that you would eat?
Sure.
Okay.
In fact, I made it with some of this pepper powder I brought in, if you'd like to just try a smidgen of it.
Okay.
Can I try a dot of the sauce?
Sure.
Smidgen.
Habanero?
That's good stuff.
Among other things.
Have a smidgen.
Rob's going to try the sauce. Very careful, though. It will burn your eyes if you get it near it.
What do you think? Now, that's just part of what the equation is going to be.
Wow, that's real strong. That's got, as Joe will tell you, both front and back burn.
All right, so that's Joe's homemade concoction, which is going to be going into the pedestrian hot sauce and all these peppers and everything. Mike, what do you got now?
The pepper.
What do you think?
This is the dry pepper.
That's the powder.
Yeah? Not that bad?
What, no, it's the delay. It's the delay, because you sit there and you go, hey, there's no...
Okay, there's a delay here.
You'll feel it in your eyes in a second.
Wow.
Up, Joe. Real good.
So remember now, guys, this is a big contest.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a big man. It takes a real man.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to get these balls after they've been soaking in Joe's bucket.
Should I pour?
For about an hour, yes. Joe, what are you pouring in there first?
This is the base sauce. Now, this is a hot pepper sauce, but it's rather generic.
Uh-huh.
Oh, although we got another mic. Which one is that, Rob?
It's number five.
Number five? Okay, here we go.
Boring sauce. That's one bottle.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody.
Okay, this is another bottle of the generic sauce.
This will equate to about a half gallon of regular sauce.
Now, how hot is this generic sauce that you're using, Joe?
It's pretty spicy, but, I mean...
Yours kicks it up a lot.
It's what I call girly sauce.
Yeah.
Almost sounds like something else.
Yeah.
Almost sounds like... Reminds me, I want to say hi to Dave Howard, who was in the bathroom today at the same time I was.
Dave Howard.
Oh, man. Look at that. Oh, and I can smell that stuff now.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain.
Yeah, we're going to have great balls of fire today.
Now we're going to take my special brew and just liberally put it in there. And
I want to tell you something. That smells goddamn nasty.
That's
I'm all
nasty
the way over
stuff.
Here in the control part of this studio, but man, woo!
Hey, Joe?
Yeah? I mean,
in your experience with these little balls, what would you guesstimate would be a good time, a good manly time someone could actually keep one of these balls in that area?
I don't know.
Make a guess, Joe.
I'll guess.
Maybe 15 minutes.
You think that long?
Really, that long?
I don't think that? Based on the smell, I don't think. Buzz, what do you think?
Well, I think that it's going to last a lot longer than 15 minutes because some of the sauce, I would think, would get on you. I tried a little of it before the show, and I have to say...
I'm getting it right now.
I really... I don't mind the burning. So.
Oh, that's right. We bet Buzz. Remember that one time we had Buzz eat the...
What the hell did you eat? The wasabi.
Wasabi, yeah. Right. Yes, we had him eat an entire big... chunk of it.
Bless you. Ah, that's pepper powder.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain.
Somehow the balls are getting smaller.
Really?
Yeah.
That's shrinking,
Rob. Well, they're soaking up all the juice. This stuff will make them shrink.
That's it.
It's all in there now. The marinade is complete.
You're not done, Joe?
they do get smaller because I'm mushing them down. What I'll do is I'll lift them back up. I'll lift the balls back up, and they will swell to proportionate size.
It would be a shame if we put some of
that. Will I swell to G. Gordon Libby size?
Should we sprinkle powder in there?
Watch for splatter.
You're going to sneeze again?
That's why I brought it.
Mike?
Yes.
God bless you.
Oh, God.
Man, you got the Vince germs everywhere now.
Oh, it's not really a germ thing. It's just it's like when you're cutting.
I'm saying that your germs are now everywhere because you've had those big.
Yeah, I know.
You had maybe about 18 crystals of all. I mean, just a fingertip.
His germs were killed by the hot sauce.
So this is a contest. You're not doing this for me. You're not doing that to be funny.
It's in my nose, man.
Yeah,
no, those are real sneezes.
God, get it out of here.
Jesus, Joe. Oh, that's nasty.
We got to get the sound of it being all brewed up. All. Get Joe in there. Toil, what's that thing? Bubble and boil, toil and trouble and toil? Or
bubble, toil and trouble.
That's it.
Cauldron burn and something bubble.
Oh, they're fine.
How's it going,
totally
Joe?
They're soaked.
They're marinated.
Okay, why is it smoking?
It's boy, that's hot. That's hot.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Wow.
So the question is, will anybody show up?
For $1,000 on a trip to Vegas? Trip to Vegas with a grand? You bet they will.
I think they will.
It is our Cinco de Mayo tribute. Rob's got to sing.
Speaks up on
you. Man, oh man, it does. Doesn't it, Rob?
Yeah, it does, Mike.
Good stuff.
You know, I don't know what it says about me. I smell it as bad as you guys. I'm not sniffing yet.
Well, I'm not
having any kind of reaction to it.
You're not having physical contact.
I mean, bring it over. Let me try and see if I sneeze. Because I got the Vish allergies anyway. I'm sneezing all the time.
Bring that glove
anyway.
Over to Don. Let him smell that glove.
Just smell the glove.
Smell the glove.
Smell the glove.
Yes, the glove.
Remember we used
that Spinal Tap? Yeah,
back before the FCC, that's the game we used to play for $1,000.
Smell the glove.
Smell the glove.
So you want me to, this is like a small amount of this
taste
pepper.
It. Like, so you know how hot it is.
Put it in my finger, then in my mouth? On my tongue?
Yeah, just on the tip of your tongue.
So you know it's quality.
And you'll understand the little delay, too.
Okay.
Here we go.
That much, Rob?
Yeah, be good.
Okay.
All right.
Wait a minute.
Give it a second.
I mean, I feel it's hot.
Yeah. Should be increasing now.
What is it about me?
Well,
you're
another cigar.
I'll take some more of this.
Oh man, I'm getting it now.
Yeah.
Just had my face down in
here. Yeah, the fumes alone.
That's a lot.
That's a manly man portion.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pepper.
That would kill
my
me.
Tongue.
That would kill me.
Ah.
Okay.
Ah. All gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, wait.
You have to wait.
I'm waiting now. I mean, it feels hot in my throat. It's not killer yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sneezing.
Mm-hmm.
I think
not
it
yet.
Will.
You think it will?
Perhaps.
Yeah. It took Mike and I a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Is these guys will put them in their pants, and it'll be okay for a few minutes, and then it'll get a little worse, and then they'll
have the desire to run out. We have a bucket for them to dip themselves in, or something like that.
You know what? The thing is they're going to not have any instant relief.
Yeah, or
I feel the burning. I feel the burning, but I'm not. Are you saying that I've lost my palate because I smoke cigars? How'd you do on that motorcycle test today? How'd you do on that, Evil? Evil Omera.
See, nothing.
Mike Knievel? No, I swear to God, nothing. I don't know. Feel great. I'm not sneezing.
What's with you? I mean, let me try that. What's that?
What,
he eats locusts, too, yeah. He's got a cast iron stomach.
I feel like Evil done Evil. Evil done Evil. All right, Buzz, you try it now. Same thing as
Buzz
I.
Buzz is going to try.
Put some on your finger, Buzz, then put it on your tongue and see how hot you think. And there's Mike's going to. You guys sneeze again? Yes.
Oh, man.
No, that wasn't me.
Buzz just, popped it into his mouth.
And he took more than Don.
Oh, my God. How can you do that?
All right, Buzz. What's the verdict?
It's good.
Wow.
It's hot, it's spicy, but it's delicious, and it has a great flavor.
Now, I've not tried the powder yet. I'll try
Try the powder.
Try the powder.
All right, try the powder.
About like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And?
Hold on.
Rob's waiting to see what the reaction would be.
It's coming up quick. Oh, you know what's nice? It's mostly in my throat now.
Is it
I feel like Peter Jennings. So how do you think that'll feel in the pants?
It'll hurt their
swarm.
It'll hurt their
daisy. Yeah, we need guys to show up for this.
They're going
to
want
to
rinse the area immediately.
Yes.
We must have. Well, they can run down to the bathroom.
Don and Mike show. Yes. Sure.
That bathroom's going to be lovely.
Hello.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike available.
No, they is not available. Can I take a message for them?
Hey, Don, I was just going to ask if that's what Paul Abdul said. You can feel the heat in their throat. Is that Screaming Joe's homo sauce?
What size is that ass hat, sir?
Wow.
Hello? Oh, he's gone. He ejected. What, Joe?
Here's good news. I've just been in here about 8 minutes.
Yeah.
And where the sauce got on my wrist is tingling.
Ah.
Tingling off.
Tingling. Yeah. Mike's going to sneeze again, it looks like. Hello, Don Mike show. And meanwhile, Buzz, me and you, apparently immune to this.
Love the hot sauce.
Not sneezing.
So hard in my mouth right now.
Yeah, it's tough.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you want to make it real interesting? Have somebody snort a line of that powder.
Oh, no.
Yeah, baby. Get her done.
Right. Okay, thanks.
Okay, jackass.
Thank you.
Johnny Knoxville.
I was just going to say Johnny Knoxville checking in.
His ass hat's a little big, but he'll grow into it.
You know, Johnny Knoxville looks outstanding in that Dukes of Hazzard movie.
Oh, really?
Have you seen the commercials with him?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen that yet.
He really looks great.
Yeah, well, I think he might have a career as a movie guy.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello? Oh, come on. What's going on here?
We are doing one of those kind of contests, you know, which kind of stirs them all up. They come up to the surface.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, yeah, I was wondering if Joe was writing down the ingredients. According to Buzz, he might have a hit on his hands.
Yeah. It sounded like the maze.
He might have a hit on his hands.
A hit on his hands.
Can you imagine that hot sauce on Buzz's cereal?
Hello.
Maybe Joe can put that on his website.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, okay.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
You know what? I'd like to come down for this contest, but how can I explain this? You know that, like, JonBenet look on girls?
Do we know what?
Oh,
what's he saying,
this
Mike?
Guy's saying he's shaved down there.
Well, yeah, my lady enjoys that. So
that's gross.
You know, can I just say, unless you know you're like Fozzie the Bear?
Yeah.
I mean, really? I mean, who's got a forest?
Well,
I'm talking about, because see, I guess what I'm talking about is where you might actually place it. If you might place it by the Frank, or if you might place it by the beans.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's all cleaned up.
Yeah, but see, and you know what's gross about that is that he had to tell us.
Yeah.
You
know, had to know.
And that's like the guys that call about their vasectomy.
Precisely, and it's the same underlying wrongness.
Hey, listen, I'm really sorry that I can't come down there, but I shaved myself and I had to tell everybody.
Buzz, you know that that's the plot of a porno movie you gave me once?
No, I didn't know that.
The guy
gets shaved?
Yeah. You know, Buzz buys me a variety of porno for my birthday, Christmas and stuff.
Well, the girl shaves the guy?
Yeah, generally speaking, I like most of what he has to offer.
Yeah, I'm not even sure. I've seen that one. A lot of times I'll buy something that comes highly recommended or is perhaps an AVN award winner.
I know what it is.
Be careful on your hands there.
The name of the movie is The Masseuse.
Yeah, that came very highly recommended.
Is it
a good movie? Do you enjoy it?
You get past shaving.
Sponsored by Gillette.
Wow. Shaving cream.
The best of man.
Is it all? Do they do it all?
Yes. Oh. Yes. That's right, Mike. She has a ball. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Give me heebie-jeebies.
Hello.
Don, Mike.
Yes,
boy.
Hi. Howdy.
I know why you have this high tolerance for spicy salsas, Don.
Okay.
Your birth parents were Mexican.
His worst nightmare, sir.
You know, that reminds me that I don't know when we're going to get the results from those DNA things. But my wife and I did the swabs to find out about heritage.
Mm-hmm.
You know that? Remember
right,
that?
Right.
I told you that DNA thing?
Yeah.
And I don't know how we did those. We have like CSI swabs. We did them a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
Hey, baby.
Yes, Chucky.
Here's a question for you. When are we going to get the results back on those DNA swabs that we sent in to find out what I really am since I'm adopted?
We're not finding out what you really are.
We didn't do that one.
Oh, what did we do?
We did the complete medical one because since you're adopted, particularly you, we don't know your history.
Oh, now listen, that's no fair. You should have asked me my thought on that. I'd much rather know where I'm from than what's wrong with me.
Well, sure, really.
Yeah, but I told you that it wouldn't be as fun as we thought it would be originally.
Yeah, but I know they can't pinpoint it, but they can give you like an area of the world that they think you came from.
You would like that though, wouldn't you? I mean, there are a couple possibilities.
But that's not right.
Because right now I feel like where in the world is Matt Lauer?
Right,
right. You know.
Sure, they can't tell you that if you listen.
I don't know where I'm from.
The four of you should, they can tell you how much Caucasian you are. It'd be interesting to find out who is the whitest of you.
Yeah.
That is
right.
I think we know the answer.
What percentage you are of Caucasian, American Indian, African, or Asian?
All right, well,
I like that.
When we get the results back from that DNA thing with whatever, with my health and your health, we'll get it for everybody on the show. Baby, how long does that take? When do we get the results on that?
I think if you do your origin, that takes longer, maybe a month. I was thinking about that. We should be getting the other thing back any time now with all your, you know, I'm interested to see how good you are at washing the toxins out of your body, because that'll tell, for one thing, if you're going to live to be 100 like George Burns smoking cigars, or if, you know, maybe not. So
okay.
That'll help me make plans.
Listen, you make plans for my impending doom. Well, think about this, because you were right there with me. A good wife you are last night, watching American Idol with me.
Oh,
just tell me something.
It's like going to a school play for Bart. You know, that's what I feel like when I'm in there. It's just being a good supporting member of the family. And I don't know why I do, because you don't even bother, because it's, you know, you got your girlfriend calling you nonstop.
But I talked to you. I said a lot of the things that I said to Rob, I ran past you first. You were like my test audience for a lot of my stuff. But the highlight really was, and I was embarrassed about this,
what?
When they said Scott Sable was the loser.
Yes.
And Frieda was sitting right there by me. And my whole life, like at a football game when I get excited.
Right, right.
It was like if the Packers scored a touchdown. I went, oh, yeah! Who called it? Who called it? And she said, if only you were as smart about things that matter. Isn't that what you said?
Yes, that's the discussion I have. Why couldn't you know, like, the stock market? Why do you have to be able to call American Idol?
I mean, I'm standing in our TV room, and I'm saying, I'm pointing at my wife, and I'm saying, nobody believes, like I'm Nostradamus, like I really know what the hell. I'm like, you don't understand. Nobody. I know the fat guy is out. And then the phone rings. Excuse me, I gotta talk to my people.
I bet you could have laid down a bet on it. I bet somewhere they'd have wagering on that.
No
always.
Question. Mm. All right, baby.
And then later on, you know, because it's not that bad. See, I want you to be a good wife, but then you have to come and chat with me and rehash and relive the glow. And then I had to grab your little lips and just tell you, not that interesting.
She did. I was walking by her and I just said, hey, you know. That's what I love about that show. And she just great. She said,
are you going to have the same feeling you do about football when we're getting close to the end of it? Because we're going to have to wait to.
No.
Yeah.
No. I don't feel like that about like football.
At least it seems a little bit more manly when it's about football.
Right on. I don't
it's
care.
It's not really the sexiest when it's.
Homo.
I don't care.
It's competition, right. Baby, and I'm the Jimmy the Greek of American Idol.
You are.
I'm so proud.
I'm the who is it? The, and that's
how about a prediction for who will win then? Out of the three?
Bob Ice.
Bob Ice.
Wow. Bob Ice is your winner.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Stick with me. I'm still not sneezing from the hot sauce.
You are the stallion of American Idol.
Bingo, baby.
Bingo.
All right, baby. I will see you later.
Goodbye, sweetie.
Okay, I already told you. I got her booze.
She was happy to find out you got the big, big, big size. That's good.
Got the biggest possible, so she's set through the weekend.
Let her have her bourbon.
All right.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye, baby.
That's sweet, Mike.
Now, hold on a second. We have guys calling about the
used to saying it to my relatives, right?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, this is Rick. I had a quick question about the competition. I was wondering if you share a condition with Ron Mexico if the prize doubles.
Oh, you got herpes?
Wow, that would make it
ew,
worse.
No, disqualified,
that's a disqualification,
gross.
Yeah.
Oh, gross, gross.
So you'd have, like, sores and stuff.
Oh, God.
Maybe.
Ew.
Maybe.
No, keep them out of here.
Maybe you would. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, gross.
Hey,
hello?
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Is this Mike Landis? It's the same guy.
What's going on? I think so. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, we are. Hi there.
Hey, shaving came up a couple minutes ago, and about Frida, I was wondering, is she got the big Earth Mama like Big Frida?
Hold on, I couldn't understand everything you were saying.
All
was about
I know is you brought
shaving, up. Shaving my wife and my mother-in-law.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I was.
That's the question.
I want to know.
Hey, sir, hold on a second, hold on. All right, I'm gonna implore you. I've had a kind of a long day, okay?
Okay.
I want you to try real, real hard to put a legitimate sentence together. All right?
Okay.
Go.
Go.
I'm ready. Frida, does she have the Earth Mama natural bush like Big Frida?
Like Big Frida, like you know what my mother-in-law's got going on down there.
Yes,
okay?
Yes.
Like, he believes he does.
He did do it. He did do it.
Oh, God.
And the answer is no.
Everyone knows my mother-in-law has a landing strip. Everybody knows that.
I didn't know that, actually.
I call it John Wayne Airport.
Oh, God.
I apologize for my language.
Isn't that the
my eye popped
spring?
Out. My
that was a taste.
My eye just popped out.
You are a crying, pipsqueaking ass.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. So listen, guys, seriously, this contest.
Where did you find these Packer Woods?
This contest with the...
what contest?
Oh, the Great Balls of Fire, Mom.
Oh,
I forgot.
You rattle my brain.
Don't forget, you come down for Cinco de Mayo, you put one of these Nerf balls that's in Joe's famous hot sauce down your pants. The guy who can withstand it the longest wins $1,000 in a trip to Las Vegas, and it's live in our studio, and we'll have pictures on the website and everything. What?
I'm just thinking of all, you know... All the things that are going through my mind right now, you know. Taking the Bourbon Express to John Wayne Airport.
There's always somebody looking for some.
Oh, Lord. Some stuff you just can't shake out of your brain.
Who else have you blabbed to?
Yeah. We have to make an emergency landing here. Gonna have to, you know what, on the ground, gonna have to put out the foam.
What did you say?
You gotta, well, they do that when if a plane's coming in and something.
Yeah, yes.
They put, like...
It is really hot on the tarmac. Yes.
Say that again.
No, I won't, John.
Don't cuss.
I didn't cuss.
You are a lot of trouble.
Oh, not really.
Well, he's yours.
Who's mine?
Bend over.
Hey.
You look like the vermin-ridden son of a bitch you are.
Oh, now you're talking.
Can you hear me?
You're not invited into this conversation.
Well, now that we got that cleared up.
Please.
Oh, that is that.
No, that's a good thing. But
we'd like to ask you some questions.
Well, ask her then.
That's not strictly true.
What's not true?
No, I don't think we'd take too kindly to being arrested, mister.
I'm not going to arrest you.
I wouldn't kill.
You are not invited.
Get on your horse.
I want to see you! Ah!
Shut up!
Seems to be the idea.
Okay.
Thank you!
We'll be right back, everybody.
It's the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
You better relax, Bob.
There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go.
You like that, old man? You want a piece of me?
I don't want a piece of you.
I want the whole thing.
The price is wrong, bitch.
I think you've had enough. No? Now you've had enough.
bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi, this is Bob Barker from The Price is Right, and I never listen to The Don and Mike Show. It's The Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
I don't reckon it'll happen again for months and months and months. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Bob Barker. Don't forget, spay and neuter your interns. And our doors are open, and we've already got a couple of Hunyaks out there for the contest.
Yes.
So we've got at least, I think, two, maybe four in the spots of full. Guys, you want to get down here, WJFK, Don and Mike, World Broadcast Headquarters, 10800 Main Street, Toothless, Fairfax, Virginia.
Yes, right in the heart of beautiful Fairfax. Yeah.
Great balls of fire for Cinco de Mayo. You heard Joe's been brewing his hot sauce, and the Nerf balls are in there, and you put them in your pants. If it lasts the longest in your underpants, you win.
Yes, the hot sauce Nerf balls.
$1,000 and the trip to Las Vegas today.
Wow.
Okay, I've not yet told you the man that a woman made cry here at the radio station.
No, you said that earlier. You teased, and then we got off topic.
Yeah, we're going to have to come back to that. I've written myself yet another post-it note, though.
All right.
To talk about the man who cried.
Please. And a man here at the radio station.
A man here at the radio station.
Very good. All right.
But first, Buzz,
yes.
Do us a favor and go to, I know you have this as your favorite,
yes.
DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Well, here it is in my favorites list right now, as a matter of fact.
Okay. We've got something on there today. It's already up right now. The link is up now if you go to today's show.
Uh-huh.
It is really, hold on. Buzz, find that.
I am.
And also let me hit Mike to the fact that we have pictures of Tom Cruise's girlfriend.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Katie Holmes. Take a look. These pictures are on our website as well.
Right.
Check out, you want to talk about herpes?
Yeah.
Check out this chick's face, Katie Holmes.
Jeez.
These are recent pictures taken of her in Los Angeles. She has what appears to be a herpetic sore on her upper and also lower lip. And near her chin.
That's pretty nasty. Now, early speculation I saw, because Tom Cruise is such a man, is that that was razor burn from their incessant kissing.
Yeah, it looks like she was hit in the face with a bag of jelly.
Wow.
Okay.
Boy, I mean, if that's razor burn, it's the worst I've ever seen.
Anyway, I still think it's a fake, the whole romance thing with
them. Right.
And the pictures of Katie Holmes are on our website with her big zits. Also on our website right now is just the best video that you're ever going to see.
Really?
Kelsey Grammer is making a speech and takes a tumble.
Really?
Buzz, if you could click where it says, see, a link the guys wanted to share with ye. Are you there yet?
I'm looking for a link the guys wanted to share with me.
It's right underneath the pictures, old man.
Okay.
Sorry about that, Buzz.
Young man, I'm still on the front page. Do you want me to go to the photo section?
Go to today's show.
Go to today's show. Ah, a clue.
I'm sorry, I thought I had said that.
Perhaps you did, but the computer's slow, too. You went from the daily logs? Is that where today's show is?
Absolutely.
All right.
You know, maybe I got it here on my computer, but I can't get any...
Normally, when I go to the website, I usually just go straight to the store.
I can't.
So,
Man, I'm sorry I called you old man. For goodness sakes.
Good save. He's on today.
You beat Mike at the motorcycle thing and everything.
Okay, I'm on the page.
He didn't beat me. Beat me. Mike, I beat him.
That's right, by a point. That's
I
true.
Beat him.
But you failed your exam.
I failed the written test, but he hasn't taken it.
So he wins.
He wins if he takes it and passes.
The DMV was.
So technically, I give him the crown with that already. But if he took it like I did without looking at the book, he might have had the same problem.
Buzz, my apologies, old man.
Yeah.
If I did not say, go to today's show, where it says some tidbits from today's show.
Yeah.
Underneath the picture of Katie Holmes, there's a link to see Kelsey Grammer falling down.
I've clicked on May, and I've been waiting for about a minute and a half now for that page to load.
Our computers here suck.
Okay. I disagree.
Well, it's funny as hell.
I'll bet.
And it's got audio with it. It's Kelsey Grammer giving a speech in Florida.
Right.
And he's standing up on stage, and he takes a header.
A real bad one.
I
heard about that.
Really, he falls literally 7 or 8 feet off the stage. He drops the F-bomb, which is deleted out. And then there's, it's at Walt Disney World, and then there's a period.
And that's where you want to drop the F-bomb,
There's a period where he's laying on the floor, and you hear him saying, God, if only we had a computer that worked, we could pull this audio up for you.
You know, we got to have that in here.
Server error.
Jesus Christ. So is everybody in the world going to the site now?
And probably now.
That's what happened,
Maybe someone out there with a decent internet connection go to our website and pull up this audio for us and play it
I'll look
over
at
the
it
telephone.
Tonight.
Are you ready for the irony?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That wouldn't have happened if we had a longer delay.
I know.
Yeah, we could have all been resting.
But I really feel bad about that old man thing. That was a hankering back to when you used to be on the
internet. I was older.
When we did that.
Don't beat yourself up about it. No, it's all right. I'm okay. It's not like that big a deal. I've been with him for 3 days. It's not like I hadn't heard of him
before. I've been with him for three mornings, you know.
What's the implication there?
His tight shirts and his, whatever.
Yeah.
I flunked my test.
Well, it is funny as hell. It's Kelsey Grammer taking a header, and if you let the thing play all the way through, I think you can click either on Windows Media or Real Player, either one, whatever your computer is hip with. Mm-hmm. It's got the entire real time, him falling off the stage, then him saying, I think I'm okay, sorry about my language.
Right.
And then it gives you a fantastic slow motion instant replay of the actual fall itself.
That's great.
The tumble. Buzz, if you'll continue on that slow computer.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, I see it says.
Yeah, there's a CBS logo on it now, though.
Oh, my God.
Now, why that?
It just says CBS error, the requested URL could not be retrieved while trying to retrieve.
Hey, we can't play movies on computers here anyway.
Well, mine usually does.
I thought you said yours couldn't.
No, I played them for you before.
All right.
And then just recently we've added audio, which is pretty exciting.
My computer has just said the same thing, Buzz. Yeah. I have a fabulous CBS logo at the time.
Well, I wonder.
People are visiting.
Yeah.
Error.
Yeah.
It says, while trying to retrieve the URL, donandmikewebsite.com, connection failed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, this is what everybody gets on their computers. We're not alone.
No, of course not. It happens. Usually when you need it most.
It's on our website, along with these great pictures of Katie Holmes. And
Katie Holmes is amazing.
And those you got to see on the computer, Mike. I'm just showing you the printed copy.
Yeah, right, exactly.
On the computer, they're even shinier.
Look at that.
More detail. And trust me, the Kelsey Grammer thing is something you're going to want.
Yeah, just
tell your friends to go to the site. It's one of those things. It's great.
Bookmark it in your head. Go see it later.
Hey, Paul. Anybody got it on the telephone? And guys, don't forget, keep coming down for the great balls of fire thing.
Yeah, please do, because these Nerf balls are starting to get to me in the studio.
It smells like a
Bloody Mary.
A Bloody Mary.
Yeah, that's what Rob said. That was the best analogy yet.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, just letting you guys know, I got a T1 here in my office, and I can't even get on.
Yeah, everybody's going to it. That's the problem.
It's been annihilated.
Too much traffic all at once.
Oh, my.
We've toasted it.
Your wife will be thrilled. The webmaster will be thrilled.
I don't think that it'll affect the Don and Mike website. I think it might have some trouble at the server that has the video.
Hello, Don and Mike. Yeah, because we redirect you to
you link it.
A TV station in Atlanta that had the video. Hello.
Hello, Don.
Yeah.
Hi. Bob Dole.
Finally.
Where's Bob Dole? Impression I've ever heard.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
How are you guys?
We're doing great, thank you.
Good. I saw that video this morning. Oh, my. That's too funny.
I can't wait to see it.
Okay, well, it's on our website. If you got a computer.
Where's Mike's picture of it with his do-rag on that was supposed to be on yesterday?
It's on the front page. You can't miss it. It says click here to see the pictures of Mike and Buzz.
Oh, I saw the one of Buzz, but I didn't see Mike. No. All right, well, I'll look again.
Yes.
The good news is, Don, is that this selfish broad has seen the video. So that's okay. Good for you, lady. Right. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Don't mind him, man.
Bye.
She gave it right back to you, Rob.
Yeah, you know what, though? She's going to go on, and she's going to go do something that benefits her.
Bye.
Maybe you can go cut in line or steal a parking spot.
It's all inside of you, isn't it, boy?
Wow. I have 16 items, but I think I'll go through this live. Have you seen the video? I have.
You got a big body, and it's just chock full of hate.
Yeah. I hate that lady.
And everyone.
Wow. Sometimes it's really right beneath the surface.
And you know what? This guy during the commercials.
Yeah.
Mr. Hate over here. Right. Otto, as you call him. And Big Otto.
Big Otto.
And that is short for.
Bigot.
Yeah. Big Otto.
It's long for bigot.
Bigot. Yeah. And he hates everybody.
Yeah.
During the commercials, I swear to Christ, we're having a conversation about how precocious his kids are.
Right. Oh, he shows love to them.
You monster.
I
don't hate my children.
Yet.
Not yet. Yet.
Yeah,
my children.
Not yet.
Do not hate them.
So you have to go steal a parking space or cut in line.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, yeah. Rob, Buzz.
Hi there.
Hey, Don, I was wondering if would it be possible that maybe Rob Ernst could be a proxy player for me in the Balls of Fire game.
Oh, God. Get out of here.
They're ganging up on you now,
didn't
Rob.
Didn't you hear the guy's, didn't you hear his life pain today?
Yes, 8.38.
8.38. Lots happening in the Spiewak household.
It's just gone up. Mike, you like Angelina Jolie?
Yes, I do. I think she is simply divine.
Okay, this is going to make my gal pal, Jennifer, feel very badly. Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yeah.
I got the new star, and it says that Brad Pitt caused chaos there at a resort in Africa, making a movie. Okay, and it's him and Angelina Jolie. They're having sex, and they're having sex in their hotel. People in the hotel called to complain because they got four different calls that said a wounded animal was in the hotel.
Yeah. Yeah, keep talking.
Two more people called and said, it sounds like someone is being killed.
Wow.
Two more people called and said, there's a major fight in the next room. So they got the total of eight calls from people on the floor. Half of them thought it was a wounded animal. Half of them thought someone had been killed. And half thought there was a fight going on.
She's a minx.
So this was on April 20th. The cops show up. They don't know that it's Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. They've just called from downstairs and they said, listen, something's going on in room 202.
Wounded animal, fight, horrible.
They pound on the door. Brad Pitt comes out in his underpants. And here's what he says. Everything is cool, guys. You can leave. We're okay.
Wow.
And then the Kenyans, the locals, what does it say? Here's a quote from one of them. People here have great respect for white men with sexual prowess who keep their women pleased. Oh, and wow. Also they think that Angelina Jolie got so excited that they thought Brad Pitt was taking juju herbs.
Oh, really?
To give him the strength of a lion.
Man, oh, man.
No, you could never,
not
you,
those kind of herbs.
You could never eat. Hi.
Oh, listen. What they do is they'll loan it to you.
Hi. Have you heard about my juju herbs?
These herbs will basically help you in the bedroom, and we provide you with enough that are consistent with quality.
And don't forget, look for our character in the new Star Wars movie, Juju Binks.
Juju Binks. Wow. Slight modification. We think you'll enjoy it.
Jar Jar.
Wonderful.
Okay. There you go.
Very nice. Thank you, Angelina.
Where's Dave Chappelle?
I don't know.
That's a question for you. He's a funny man.
Yes, he is.
Here's the thing. Dave Chappelle's run out of ideas. I love this report. Okay. Where's Chewbacca?
He hangs out with Big Hang Out Together.
Right.
Thank you.
He's a good father.
Very good.
Yeah.
So Dave Chappelle.
He said he's run out of ideas?
Well, the deal is this, that he had the big money deal for the Chappelle Show, which is, from what I understand, the biggest TV. Think of all the TV shows that are put out on DVD.
Right.
His is the biggest selling ever.
Right.
Out of all the box sets, it's the Chappelle Show. So he signed that incredible deal for $50 million. Mm-hmm. He's up against a deadline. They have no shows for the new season.
He's completely, it's like writer's block?
Doesn't have any ideas.
Wow.
So they're saying right now that the show is suspended. Now, I don't know if
I've never heard of that.
Suspended without pay or what.
It's all true.
Dave Chappelle's not been coming to work for weeks.
He announced a couple of weeks ago he was out of ideas. He literally admitted that.
Oh, my God.
That's after signing that big deal.
But wait a minute. I mean, those shows have staffs. I mean, it's not... Yeah. Television shows are not like, you know, other things. You can bring 10 people in if you need. You bring 20 people in to give you ideas.
There's no problem.
And hold on. One more picture that you'll find on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. That is Jennifer Garner. They're thinking that Ben Affleck has already planted the demon seed.
Yes, I heard that.
Here's Mike. There's a picture that's also up on our website of what they think is a
pregnant Jennifer Garner.
Well, based on all the Britney pictures that we saw in advance of this, I think maybe they'll be having an announcement soon. Yeah.
Right. And then, let me break here because we've got the guys coming in for the contest, the Great Balls of Fire. We got we got the meat thing coming up. Meat news coming up.
Meat news?
Yes. A feel good.
Good.
And it's a one-line feel good that I got from some news website.
All right.
23% of sexually active Japanese teenage girls have chlamydia.
Wow.
That's it. That's your feel good for today.
That's a thinking man's feel good.
Yeah, sure is.
I'm going to think about that. Wow.
That would be almost one out of four active teenage girls in Japan.
Chlamydia.
And you know who's going to Japan tomorrow?
Oh, that's right.
Robert Mailman and his bad teeth.
Well, it won't affect him.
He's coming.
Yes, it will.
Isn't he coming in tomorrow to show off those choppers?
I don't know. I think he is.
I think he's coming in tomorrow.
And that's why he built up a resistance.
Our website will be loaded again tomorrow with the pictures of Robert's teeth. Is Robert
coming? And now his gum's bleeding.
Is he coming down tomorrow, Beth Ann?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
I just got the real queasy factor there.
Yeah.
Can I give you a hint, Mike? If you promise that you'll sit on it till tomorrow,
all right,
and you won't push at all.
Okay.
You promise?
Yeah, I won't.
Promise? Really?
Yeah. What is it?
Pinky swear.
Pinky swear.
The woman who made the man cry.
Yeah.
Is on the telephone right now.
Really?
Yes.
Mild mannered.
Beth Ann McBride.
Yeah. The mild mannered Beth Ann McBride.
Doesn't surprise me. Made a man cry.
Sure did.
And not just one tear, right?
Many tears.
As it was related
to me? I told you, like that cartoon of the
streaming.
Penguin where it's so cold and when he cries, the little ice cubes come out.
Streaming tears.
Streaming.
Streaming tears.
Oh, what a fascinating reference that is. Now I'm totally confused.
She told me that this guy had, the way she described it to me was like when a woman cries and you see if we're all used to seeing that, you see the mascara coming out the side, that the guy had his tears coming out, his tears turns to laughter.
The glistening tears.
Yeah, and Beth Ann said, just coming out of both sides, obviously out of both eyes, but just down his cheeks.
It was like Niagara Falls.
Incredible. Did you enjoy making him cry, whoever it was?
Well, I kept going between, I'm sorry, listen. I mean, I went back and forth.
Wow.
Did Mr. X appear to be like Demi Moore in Ghost?
Why, Rob?
She had copious tears in that.
Yeah.
She cries a lot.
Rob cry. I'll never know that, will I?
At the very end.
I can bring up some tears of joy, but then there'll be charges filed.
At the very end, when Patrick Swayze with those bad special effects now is saying goodbye, she not only cries, she's got like snot bubbles.
She commits to the scene.
At the end of Ghost.
That horrible closing line is supposed to be so touching, and Swayze says, see ya.
I have one question about this crying in Beth Ann.
Yes?
Did it happen in her apartment?
No, it was here on...
No more. Oh. No more secrets.
Oh.
No more secrets to
her. Hey, okay. She just couldn't do her work.
So she's back there making men cry.
Oh.
A man here at the radio station.
Cousin's a heartless wench.
And this poor bastard now. I don't even know if he's here now. Maybe he's listening at home. Maybe he's plotting to come over to my house tonight and kill me.
Really?
Well, no, listen, I don't know. Because I've got to think that he's sitting there.
You're involved in this?
No, I'm not involved at all, but I'm the big mouth that's talking about it.
Yes. Oh.
And I've got to think that he's sitting there at home right now because his identity will not be divulged until tomorrow's episode.
I urge all men to embrace tears.
Yes.
Embrace them.
Not me.
Natural emotion.
I cry not me.
Constantly.
You cry, you're a big puss. You heard it from me.
Mm-hmm. Really? I'm gonna throw one of these hot balls at you.
Real men don't cry, son of a bitch. Tell you what, you bastards, be a tough man like me. Although, really, you know,
I think maybe when I was walking out of DMV today, I think I clouded up a little bit.
You can't take a motorcycle test without clouding up, can you?
Absolutely not. Crying in motorcycle. And if I pass it. Oh, God.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain.
All right, kids.
Too much love, darling.
Time for a fast reset.
You broke my wheel.
Guys, here's the prize. $1,000.
$1,000
and the vacation today to Las Vegas, courtesy of IndependenceAirFlyEye.com.
These Nerf balls are still marinating.
It's Joe's Hot Sauce.
Yeah.
And it's the opposite of what we did back when it was snowy, when we had guys put snowballs in their pants.
Good.
Today, as a tribute to USA South, Mexico, we'll be playing the Cinco de Mayo version of Hot Balls of Fire.
Cinco de Mayo.
So let's see, before we got to hit a stop set here, exactly who, how many people are here? How many spots? Do you know how many spots?
Comedy. It's in the bag.
Hello?
You're nuts. how many guys are here, B.A.?
Eight.
How many?
Eight.
That means we only got room for two more.
That's right.
And only three of them are crying.
She just made you cry, Rob.
You made Rob. Oh, listen to that. You made Rob cry back then.
I knew the sound of my voice would make him cry.
Yeah, puss. All right, Beth Ann, we'll see you. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so that's coming up. Spots for two more guys.
Good.
And, meat news when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the matter? I'll tell you what's the matter. I go out of my way for you. I do everything to try and make you happy. I feed you. I clean you. I dress you. And what thanks do I get? Oh, you bought the wrong paper, Annie. I can't write on this paper, Annie. Well, I'll get your stupid paper, but you just better start showing me a little more appreciation around here, Mr. Man.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
I'll decide this one.
Even tastier than Chef Boyardee.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
If this is true, you have my sympathy.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. Everybody's looking at the Kelsey Grammer video now.
There's so much stuff on there, not to mention the Katie Holmes. She's got something on her lip.
She does. And, Mike, I don't know what that lady was talking about. Hold on, let me just quickly go back to our website. Yeah. Don and Mike, because right on the very front page.
Oh, you mean selfish lady?
Oh, you know, our computers are still screwed up.
Okay.
But I know right on the front, it says, click here to see the pictures of Mike and Buzz.
Yeah.
From yesterday. And the picture of Buzz in his hairnet.
Right.
Is in yesterday's show recap.
Ah, very good. And today, a motorcycle failure.
Wow.
That's what
you
I am.
You are focused on that. Don't be so hard on yourself, Mike.
I'll try not to be. But it still stings. It stings like what's going to sting in that bucket.
Mike,
that bucket of Nerf hot balls.
You're a loser for a day only. Are you going to go take the retake the motorcycle test tomorrow?
Lift them up. That's the truth. I'm looking for a pretty good sleep in tomorrow.
And of course, we both are, yeah.
It's a little Cinco de Mayo this evening, you know, and I'm thinking of maybe just, trying to get up and mosey up, and I got the chiropractor.
Yeah, so you won't be going tomorrow.
No, I mean, I might. I might.
I think
I might.
Last night, we've not played the tapes yet of the Paula Abdul show.
No.
Not the American Idol show, but the other show.
I want to hear this because I didn't get a chance to see it. I want to hear what this guy sounded
like. Here's Corey. Just listen to this idiot.
My first goal, which was just to sing for Simon and hear what he had to say about me and see if people were lying about me, you know, my family and friends, see if they had been feeding me a bunch of bull my whole life, telling me I could sing, and I couldn't.
Yeah. Real smart kid.
Hey, she's got good taste.
We're a good-looking guy, too. Here we go.
Corey, that was beautiful. Thank you. Very sweet.
But that was very bold of you to go up to her.
Yeah.
Were you making a pass at her?
Hell no. I was performing. No, that's what you do.
But you...
Hell no. I was performing.
Yeah, I'm not credible.
Does he know his wife?
Hold on, here he is. How did he get her? How did he get her phone number?
And Corey says something happens off camera during this interview with ABC News. A woman presses something into his hand.
She told me there was a phone number in my hand that I was supposed to call and talk to somebody that was going to help me out. And if I told anybody that who it was, you know, that I was going to be in trouble, I was going to be off the show.
And what was in her hand?
It was a phone number.
A finger.
Paper. And she told me it was Paula Abdul's phone number.
So what goes through your mind when she gives you this and says it's Paula Abdul?
A million things. I thought it was fake. And I was like, what the hell am I going to do, you know?
I mean, just listen to the guy. I mean, even if she banged him.
Yeah, right.
You know, at this point, you'd say, God, okay, hasn't she served penance enough? America knows she had sex with this retarded guy.
What the hell was she thinking?
Okay, there's a little more, because all you got to do is hear the guy speak for himself.
Right. Mm-hmm. Corey, that was beautiful.
Oh, hold on. We go to cut number.
And that's certainly exclusive treatment from Paula Abdul on American Idol.
And he calls the number given to him on this scrap of paper. And he says,
paper.
Paula Abdul answers.
I was shocked at first to even say anything, and she was like, hello?
Yeah, she's like, hello?
It's Corey Clark. And she, oh, hi, how you doing? Oh, my God, I'm glad you called.
He says he can't believe what he hears next. Paula Abdul offering to give him private help.
So she was like, yeah, I have better song choices, and I want to help you through that. I want to look out after you like I'm your mom.
I want to look out after
and
you.
And she was like, well, no more like your sister.
Oh, more like a
okay,
friend.
Cool. And she was like, well,
like a friend.
Maybe more like your special friend.
Like a special friend? Like what, like a retard?
You're special, Corey. You're very, very special.
Now, here's where she calls him to say, hey, you know, shut up.
We had a couple of drinks, and she's talking to me, and she's letting me know all the ins and outs of the show.
Wow. Wow. Hold on. Here we go.
Oh, and she ins and outs.
Him, yeah. She buys him a cell phone. Mm-hmm.
All right. Some clothes.
He goes to her spa. Oh, here you go. They have sex. There you go. This is what everybody's waiting to hear.
Then Corey says one night, a few weeks after that first visit to her house, they're watching an episode of American Idol when...
She came up behind me and she just started kissing my neck. And, you know, that's the first night that we had ever been together. You know what I'm saying?
Corey says the affair spans the first 3 months of 2003.
I know what he's saying.
It turned into a relationship. It's like, you know.
It turned into a relationship.
With you, you know what I mean?
Incidentally, Corey doesn't know how many days are in the month. You know, and they're saying that, you know. God, and here he is. Why'd she do it? And when and where they had sex?
Uh-huh.
Where did they have sex?
Where?
You slept with Paul Abdul.
Yeah.
What room? Where?
In the guest room.
In the guest room. In the guest room. Well, that's smart.
Why'd she do it?
She wanted to help me. She wanted to help me avoid the pitfalls of American Idol.
All right.
Why should we believe you?
Yes.
You can or you don't have to. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, like I said before, I'm not here to try to prove my case one way or the other. I'm just here to let people know what was really going down on my side of the fence.
I said, I know that she's had a bad history with guys and she's like hooked on pills or whatever, but... Okay, maybe she got a little bombed and banged this guy. Let's let it go.
Yeah, go away. I think that's what most people are going to think.
Yo. And he's one of these guys. And plus, he's skinny. He's got pockmarked. He's too skinny. He's got pockmarked skin. He's got, like, the bow bice, missing a tooth on one side. And the whole time he's just sitting there, he's trying so hard to be Snoop.
Do you think she picked him because he was so stupid? Do you think maybe that was, she figured, hey, this guy's such an idiot,
I don't know. He's so stupid, maybe, we'll have plenty to talk about. You know,
maybe she has sex with the dumbest guy every year. Maybe she had sex with John Peter Lewis last year and had sex with Scott Sable this year.
Come on up, Scott Sable.
Anyway, I found it very not convincing. I mean, and then I got into this discussion with somebody, somebody here at the station. Not the guy that cried, incidentally.
Okay. All right.
Although he has walked past the window.
Has he really?
You been paying attention?
No, I haven't.
Ha-ha!
My head's been down all day.
He walked past the window in the last 10 minutes since we've back on the air. Since we've been back in this break, he walked past the window.
Really?
That's a hint from me to you.
Oh, boy.
So I was talking to somebody around here today who said, you know, you're serious about American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
You bet I am.
Homo.
So how do you feel about that? It's not the Olympics.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care if they're all having sex.
Sure. I mean, maybe they'll make it a better show.
With everybody.
Wouldn't it be great if it was on cable? You know? That'd be awesome.
Like,
I mean, it was just like that. All right. Now, you're just not performing effectively, but let me show you. I want to have sex with you. You know, I believe the guy, but I think he's scum. I think he's just trying to build a career off of this, and I don't think it's going to work for him.
You know,
and I think the charges that he's made are probably true, and I think they are bad, but I think you're right. In the end, it doesn't matter because it's just American Idol.
Just doesn't matter.
It's just a stupid TV show.
Right.
It would be better, though, if it was Bottomless Idol.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be fantastic? Oh, man. Here's Scott Sable.
It's like Operation.
Fantastic.
Here's Ruben Studdard.
Yeah, baby.
Whoa.
Fantastic. Oh, man. And, of course, all of the auditions uh-huh. would have to be that way.
Go, dog. Take your pants off.
Okay, now listen. What are you going to sing for us? Okay.
No.
Drop them.
You're in the dog pound. Hello,
and
Donna.
And then Simon would say,
Mike.
All right, drop your trousers. On you go. Off you go.
On you go.
Off you go.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey. Doesn't that guy sound like a black Michael Jackson?
Well, if Michael Jackson was black, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe. Thank you for the setup, though.
Some confusion.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was calling. I used to listen to you guys on Virginia Beach, Virginia on WBVA, and you guys went off about a month ago.
I know, Ed. We have not been the same since. We're all broke up about it because, as I recall, gosh, that station, what, had maybe 200 watts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for rubbing hot pepper sauce in the wound.
Hello?
Do you know if you guys are going to be coming back on to the air anytime in this area?
No. Our careers are falling apart in front of our eyes right now.
You're going to have to move and try to keep up. It's the domino effect.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be moving to Austin, Texas soon. So
well, we've already been canceled there.
Yeah, no, man. Just another disappointment.
On and gone.
Sorry, but listen, I'm learning to deal with my failure. You learn to deal with this.
All right, well, I appreciate
it. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you. We were on a crap station in Norfolk, and maybe we'll be picked up by a new station. I don't know.
I know it was a crap station. It was horrible. They used to run other shows over top. You're trying to get two through at the same time.
That's why. When someone
I don't think it was intentional. It was an error.
I'm upset about that. Why would I be upset? I remember that day that they were running, like, I don't know what it was, Sean Hannity and our show at the same time.
Simultaneously.
Like both shows going at the same time for hours.
Executives very excited.
I'm not so inclined.
Oops. Double the commercials.
First time Hannity made any sense.
Hello, Don and Mike. Show.
Yeah, you know, if it turns out that Paula Abdul did do it with that guy, they're going to have to fire her because it's a contest where money's involved and she influenced the outcome.
No, but here's the deal. How did she influence the outcome? How? She has nothing to do. You and I, the little brains of America, allegedly, unless you want to get into my theory that the whole show is fixed.
Right.
Allegedly, the little brains, you and I, we decide by voting.
And the bottom line is, I would assume that even when they're taping the show during breaks, when they're doing the recorded part of it, they have contact with the contestants. And unless you're going to just forbid them to have any contact with the contestants.
Simon and Randy give pointers as well. Now, maybe not as...
not in bed, that we know of.
Her lovely pointers.
But that's the whole point of the show during the early stages. Here's our critique. Here's what we... Really... What they're doing, it's just kind of a carryover from the... And he didn't make it very far.
And it's a judgment call anyway, because in the FCC rules, it talks about contests of skill. And, you know, you really can't say if that's a contest of skill or not.
I was just thinking about Paula Abdul having sex with that guy. And
pointers?
And it reminded me of something Joe said to me about Vaseline. Mm-hmm. That... how my mind works.
Yes.
Paula Abdul sex, Vaseline, Joe said...
Right.
He thinks that guys are going to try to cheat in the Great Balls of Fire Cinco de Mayo contest by rubbing their intimate areas with Vaseline. Rubbing their daisies with Vaseline, numb them.
If he's so upset about that, he can probably do the check.
A lot of our listeners were probably in the process of that when they found out about the contest.
A lot of our listeners are doing it now.
I already informed them that Rob would be the one rubbing the gas.
Oh, it's too late to change.
I already informed them. Joe.
Rooster in the hen house.
There's a rooster in the hen house. All right, Joe. Nobody's going to put Vaseline on their daisies.
No, I know. That's just, you know, we had the helpers calling in earlier.
Okay. Oh, God. All right, Joe.
All righty.
Bye-bye. You should know better to listen to those people. Goodbye. And goodbye.
You learned that from Beth Van.
He's gone. See you later. Bye-bye. Look at that commercial.
Wow.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Daddy, I learned from you.
Oh, mm-hmm. No.
Remember that? The kid smoking a joint, and the dad goes, where could you just... I learned it from you. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing?
Hi, we're okay, thank you.
Oh, sorry about that. Maybe Paula was hoping that he wasn't really retarded, that maybe he had some perks on him.
Ah,
what?
Can
you translate this? What was this?
Some perks.
He thinks Paula was hoping the guy would have some Percocet or Percodan or...
This guy? This yo-yo guy?
She can score those anywhere.
Sure.
Hold on a second. She had some Percodans.
Yo.
That's what it felt like. It was like spy mission. Yeah, it was in the middle of the night. You know what I'm saying? It was like 12 in the morning.
He says a car and a driver
good edit.
Pick him up at the hotel for the first of many clandestine drives into the hills high above Los Angeles.
She was saying, like, taxi cabs for me, or she would come and pick me up herself. Or my friends would come to get me and drive me off. Or sometimes I'd drive myself.
And how many times did you come up here?
I can't even count. It was multiple times.
It's about the time.
Can't she get laid with anybody better than that? She's still Paula. That's the one thing that makes me think, although there's a part of me that thinks maybe that they did have sex and it's not a big deal.
Right. When they had sex, it was like obviously the boy toy thing. I mean,
Yeah, but look at him, though.
She has needs.
Listen to him.
She has needs.
I know she has needs.
Do you think that's a lateral move from Emilio Estevez?
I don't think it's a lateral move.
Homo.
I think Emilio's dreamy.
He's short, though.
I think it's a lateral move from Mark and Brian, whichever one of those guys she went out with. Didn't you know Paula Abdul went out with
really?
Either Mark and Brian, the DJ?
She didn't like him. you know what I'm saying?
You got to get more of that. He really wants to be Eminem. Yeah. That's the whole thing with this kid.
She needed a way to get in contact with me, so she gave me one of her old phones from Sprint.
An employee at this Sprint store in West Los Angeles tells us that Paula Abdul and Corey come into the store together to activate a phone.
Wow.
How did she explain that when she gave it to you?
She was like, this is so you can talk to me and nobody will know what's up, you know? And don't give nobody this number because this is me and your phone.
See, now that's
But meanwhile,
part.
Have your friends drive you to my house.
That's right. The part that I thought I brought up earlier, that they show the picture of the Sprint store, mm-hmm. and the guy says, the Sprint employee says that they got the phone. Well, if that's the case, how about showing us the guy's face?
Yeah, exactly.
The guy at the Sprint store, I mean.
Sure. And another good secret
move. God, I hate defending Paula Abdul.
Another good secret move that Paula did is after they were trying to keep the affair a secret, they showed up at a club together with other contestants.
Yeah. Hello.
Nice.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Jerry Aldini, and I'd like to tell you that everything you've been hearing about Camp American Idol is true. We are having a little singing in the round tonight, and after we're done, all the guys will be having it with Christina Aguilera. And then dinner will be
what?
Served by
what
Elton John.
What is this guy doing? What the hell are you doing?
He's like doing...
He's got a bit of his own here.
He's doing
what
something
is this,
here.
Some
he's like working out some material he just hung up, though. Thank you.
Isn't Jerry Aldini, isn't that a character Bill Murray did?
I mean, if it's not appropriate, but hold maybe on. I can give you my name and number.
Hold on. Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
Were you talking to us or somebody else?
Talking to you.
This is the Don and Mike show. What are you doing?
Hi. You're on the air.
Oh, cool. Well, my name is Fonda Peters, and you guys don't claim to recognize me, but I've seen a couple of you since the Harry Bush contest.
Hold on. I get jokes. Right. Fonda Peters?
Yeah. Okay.
I get jokes. In, and you guys didn't even get the joke. I showed you my you-know-what. I was the boziest girl, but I have to say, probably the hottest.
You were the what girl?
Well, you guys call me Bozo.
Was this when we had the contest about women's hair?
Yes.
Okay.
And what about, what's going on?
It was all upset because I was going to, you know.
Who was all, ma'am, you're going so fast and you're speaking when we're speaking. We're having trouble understanding you. What are you talking about?
Well, first of all, I have a motorcycle license, and I ride a lowrider, 04, and I was at Patriot a couple weeks ago.
I'm excited.
And I saw, what is it, Rob?
Rob did an appearance
Rob
there.
You're doing an appearance, yes.
He actually talked about me on the air about a couple weeks ago.
He talked about this woman?
Were you in the contest?
My conversation with
him. She's not a listener, Rob. Not a really good listener. Rob asked you if you were in the contest.
I won the well, you guys only had... You didn't have as many girls show up, I don't think, as you had liked.
What is she talking about?
It was the laser hair removal contest.
I have to tell you, though, guys, I was the winner in this contest.
Yeah, so? What the hell is she? What are you talking about?
Hello.
I think I can clear it up a little bit.
God.
Remember I talked about at the appearance that the winner of a contest...
Oh, right. We had a contest to find the hairiest woman who needed to have laser hair removal.
Down there.
And you the woman came up to you...
It was a very awkward moment.
The woman came up to you and said, you might not remember me, I won the contest, I had the most hair down there,
And didn't she recommend it to her daughter?
I think she gave it to her daughter as a gift.
For graduation. That's the hot thing, guys. These young girls are wanting to take care of themselves early.
Okay, so you are the woman that won the laser hair removal for down there. How may we serve you today?
Well, I just hope that I had some legitimacy in calling as Fonda Peters, because I really wanted to offer some motorcycle lessons in person, maybe. Because I do ride, and I understand someone there is having some trouble.
I think I see what's going on here.
What?
But Buzz is having some difficulties.
Well,
Buzz, you might want to take this call.
Mike had expressed some interest in tutoring as well.
No, I don't want any tutoring. Ma'am, I am not interested in it.
Hang up on that letter.
So long.
She took Peter Fonda's name.
Hello.
Maybe I'm overexplaining.
Hello.
Very nice.
Yeah, Don, you were talking earlier about you're calling the guy, the Corey guy, white trash.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed or not, but his dad wasn't white.
I know, he's mixed. Okay. So he's he's mulatto trash.
Wait a second.
That's better. And also, do you really think the person working at the Sprint store is still working there 3 years later?
That's a pretty good point.
Here's the thing. Maybe they're not. But if it's ABC goddamn news, which is how they're presenting themselves now, it's
right.
Hi, I'm Charles Goodson on ABC goddamn news. If it's ABC goddamn news, they had to have the guy's name
right.
At some point. You could track him down to whatever right. other major job he's got at Toys R Us or wherever he's working now.
Interesting. That is very interesting.
I agree with you. He seems kind of shady, but at the same time, he's got a lot of proof saying that Paula was involved. So I got to get
what proof? Hold on. Listen, I hate defending her, but what proof did he have? You just saw his idiot, moronic friends.
His word, her word, and
his dumb parents.
And what about the phone records?
The phone records, here's the thing. Did you actually see an actual record that showed he was on the telephone with her? You're talking about...
The Sprint employee, incidentally, was the reporter.
I know what this guy's talking about. They're alleging that there was a 150-minute conversation between these two and a 111-minute conversation right. between these two. And what
I don't think he could sustain that.
If I'm defending Paula Abdul... That's a great point, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm defending her, I would say... All you saw was a bill on TV that had numbers pixelated.
Right.
You have no way of knowing what was really on it. You have no way of knowing who was on that phone. You're just believing the guy.
And both phones were hers, technically.
Hello?
Yeah, but he looks good in that blue turtleneck.
Now we get to the truth.
I'm waiting for a rebuttal here.
I know we don't do it anymore, but I mean, would you, Paula Abdul...
I would
right away.
Yeah.
I don't think I would.
I wouldn't because she's had a breast job.
Oh, really?
Oh. Because I think you'd see the line.
I bet you'd like to see the line, though.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You never crossed that line.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, upstairs and downstairs on the Paula Abdul, pink or brown?
Brown.
Which one?
Upstairs.
Yeah.
And...
Are we talking about bleaching?
And I think probably pink downstairs.
Yeah?
Naturally?
Are we in dangerous ground, Mr. Spagnoli?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are.
Thank you, though.
I was glad I could answer
that. I might not agree, though. Might need some time to think about that.
I agree.
I think brown all around, I think.
Okay. Good answer.
All right. Brown all around. What can brown do for you?
Gray.
I got a guy like that?
Black and gray.
Black and gray.
No. Really
good hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what?
Yep.
Okay.
Rooster in the head.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. Thank you. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Where's my Marlboro Red?
Okay.
There you go. Tony's a matter of...
Enough of that.
Any girl who want to bring back.
Rooster in the head house.
Yeehaw.
Okay. When we come back... It's Cinco de Mayo, everybody, and we've got the 10 guys, and we've got the hot balls of fire, and they're going to be going in the pants.
Wow.
And Joe's been cooking it up all day.
All right.
Yeah.
More
tasty hot food.
Somebody's going to win, and somebody's going to really get the itches and the scratches and the
burning.
We'll bring the guys in. They'll select their balls, put the balls into their pants, the Nerf balls, of course.
Yeah, very good.
Be right back, and this happy Cinco de Mayo. I'd say it in your language, except it's America. So, happy 5th of May.
Muchas gracias, Donaldo.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Cousin! What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
Don and Mike are tripping. A vacay every day in the month of May. From Independence Air, only on the Don and Mike Show.
I ain't seen a beating like that since somebody stuck a banana in my pants and turned a monkey loose.
Thanks for the pick-me-up, Eddie.
The Don and Mike Show. No fake breath, no condoms, all naked sex and entertainment value. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, it's Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, it is. And we all know what that means.
I love the date, though. 050505.
Yeah, very significant. You know the significance of that. I don't want
555, that's the sign of the devil, right?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Because it's not 666 anymore.
No, 612.
616. I was thinking of
616.
Looking at the calendar this morning when it was 050505. Next year, on June 6th, it will be 666. Which
I don't want to alarm anyone.
Every 10 years, right?
And everybody should make their preparations.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think 555 is the mark of the semi-Christ. So
wouldn't that happen every year, though?
Like no, because they have to have an 06, and that 06, only happens every 100 years.
You don't get that until, you know, when it's 30.
I got
30.
You. So it's an important way. This is like the only time in the next 100 years you could say it's 050505.
That's right. And I think everyone should give some thought to the apocalypse.
Now, when it is 06, 06, 06,
always.
Buzz, what was it like last time?
Cold. Cold, as I recall. A long time ago.
05, 05.
Mostly cold.
05. It's Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
No better way for us to celebrate, Mike.
We ain't got no badges.
Arriba.
We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
It's time for Great Balls of Fire.
Uh-huh.
Let's welcome in to our studios now our guys. Here they come.
And here come the guys.
We got, in no particular order, Andrew, Noah, Stephen, Robert, Matt, John, John Richard, who I want to call J.R., James, and Edward.
Wow.
Great Balls of Fire.
Do we want to deal with this Vaseline issue right off the bat, or what?
Yeah. First, let's get everybody as close to these microphones as we can. And can all you guys, let's do a mic check here. Everybody say hello at once.
Hello. Hello.
Men, crazy men putting things in their pants.
Now, have any of you guys put Vaseline in your underpants?
No, not recently.
You swear to that?
Yes.
Any other protective?
How about the guy in the Red Sox hat? Not that I don't trust him, Mike. But
that's nice.
But the guy said not recently.
Not recently. Okay, well, see, that's the New England sense of humor.
Oh, well, that's sure great. That's great New England Boston accent.
Actually, in New England, we have the feast of the petroleum jelly that happens up there. So we have a lot of fun with it.
Joe? As you look at these collective specimens, what can you tell them about what you have put into the hot sauce that the Nerf balls have been soaking in?
Well, first of all, I want to thank them all for coming in so that we can once again torture listeners. Today you'll have a brew of a mild hot sauce base with a spike of cayenne, habanero, and
Jesus,
green
Joe,
jalapeno
God.
Pepper sauce.
Wow, that's hot stuff.
Thank you.
I swear it's like waiting for a metro train.
Now, don't you guys all feel, don't you feel better about yourselves now that you see Joe? I mean, Joe's got to be older than anybody in this room.
Right.
Right? I mean, certainly older than our listeners that are in here. Not older than you. How old are you, JR?
47.
What do you do?
I'm a glass blower.
He gets that reaction a lot.
You can't write it.
I was going to say, that's kind of a push then between who has the worst job. Joe's the world's oldest phone screener, but you're a glass blower.
You're a glass blower. Is there a lot of demand for that in this part of the country?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you good at blowing glass?
I'm good at making really nice glass objects.
Do you wear a pilgrim suit?
We used to have guys at
Joe? What?
Didn't the pilgrims wear blow glass, or was it the corny?
Oh, dear.
It's more of a Williamsburg thing.
He's getting happy is what he's doing. He's getting happy.
It's almost Friday.
Yeah, that's right. He's really happy.
Here's what we're going to do. Let's take a look at Joe's bucket that has all of the Nerf balls that have been soaking in the hot sauce.
Joe's bucket.
Joe's
now, this is a contest of attrition, right? So we're going to have them all do it simultaneously?
Yeah. Now, what they're going to have to do...
Reach down.
Is there a string attached to each of these? Right, a little. Isn't there a little sack that they come in? Or
Mike, there's like a. It's like the tag that you're not supposed to pull off the mattress.
Yeah, that's what they
that's
can
what
kind of
has.
Hold them up before they insert.
And again, I don't know if I'm numb to this, but I mean, it doesn't smell great in this.
Well, we've
in
been in it for
tub.
A couple hours now.
Yeah, I mean, I've acclimated to it. I'm not sneezing anymore, so it's...
It's very... you're right, though. It's very Bloody Mary-ish.
But Joe said that when they go in to grab, they have to grab one from the bottom, because eventually we'll mix them up. So just, you got to dig in and take one from the bottom.
All right, okay. Well, Joe, why don't you come over here and get a shot of... There you go. Get a nice, handsome shot of me holding this big bucket of balls. Here, get me in the...
It's a Homer paint bucket.
How about get... Thank you. Hey, hi there. Come on, Joe. What are you doing, Mike?
No, I didn't do a thing. I'm too tired to do anything. I didn't do the thing or anything.
Yeah, you
like
did
that.
Thing.
I did not.
That's
I was
okay,
thinking about
did.
It.
That's all right. You
I was
did
thinking
that
about
thing,
it,
though.
But I didn't do
it's
it.
It's okay. Yes, you did.
What did you say? You said
yes, you did.
Did you say something about motorcycles?
I said he failed to do that.
Well, I can't hear. I'm tired. I'm out of it today.
Did you do something when I was having my picture taken?
All right, now, is there an honest man in here that will say... No.
Did you see fibbing.
No fibbing. Did you see me do anything?
Okay, thank you. All right, I trust. Oh, that's beautiful.
All right.
Send that right out to the fans, Joe.
And you should tell the listeners... You should tell the listeners why there's a rubber band on the station camera.
You buy only the best?
No. Because it fell apart, right? And... I don't remember.
That, if you take the rubber band off, the camera comes apart in three pieces.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, that's right, because at first we put regular Scotch tape on the camera,
right.
And then duct tape, and now it's just a rubber band that's holding
it's
our,
fine place.
Holding our digital camera together.
With quality equipment for all.
All right, now, Joe, continue to take pictures as the big bucket of balls is passed over to Mike's side.
All right. Mike, will you be the ball sheriff?
Yeah, I'll be the ball sheriff.
There you go.
It's what I've always wanted to be, Rob. All right, the way this is going to work is everybody's going to take one. You're going to hold it like this.
And then when you're given the signal, everybody will put them in their pants.
You're the ball
sheriff? Underpants, that's it, yeah.
It's me, the sheriff!
Shut up!
Excellent.
Oh, I didn't see you! Oh!
Okay, now hold on. Let's get the sounds of Edward. Edward, I need you to speak up. See that mic that was behind Mike there?
Sure.
What was it like reaching in there and feeling that and grabbing that?
Oh, it's great because it's not just saucy, but there's stuff on it.
What is
it's
kind of stuff?
Just nasty.
Okay,
it's horrible.
Can you smell those balls from here?
I could smell them when I walked in.
The balls at me, sir.
Well, Mike, what's happening there?
The man that shook the ball at my face, please don't do that.
Boy, if I had a nickel.
You can blind them.
Yeah, everybody is...
All right, watch out.
Everybody's reaching. Now, Noah, see, can we get Noah on this mic right? Hey, Noah, I just saw you reach in. You got a ball that's just dripping with goodness. Mike,
and
I
now
think
he's dripping it on Mike.
I think the sauce is being dripped on
what?
You, Mike.
What? You weren't being an ass hat, were you?
a little bit, yeah.
All right, was he holding it over my head?
Not on purpose,
not
Mike.
Intentionally.
No, not on purpose.
Noah, incidentally, already has his pants undone, so it's a little disturbing.
What was that, Matt? What do you think? What?
No tag.
Oh, Matt has no tag on his mic.
Well, here they all are, you know, a wide variety of gentlemen here.
Yeah, I suggest they prepare by undoing their top button.
All right, please, this is getting a little gay.
Google, forget about my sister. She got a boyfriend.
It's getting just a little gay in here right now.
Guys? Please unbuckle your trousers.
All right, and when everybody's done...
Homo.
All right, John.
Homo.
Robert. Noah.
Everybody.
John and
Is
James.
Is everybody unbuckled?
Andrew and Matt and Edward and...
James?
You're all unbuckled?
Hang on.
James, are those running shorts you have on?
Running shorts on,
yeah.
The ball has to touch skin, right?
You have to go inside the underwear.
Yes.
That's the way it works.
The hot balls have to go inside your underpants.
Nowhere.
Now, if you wanted to go buy the Frank or the beans, That's up to you, but it's got to be touching your daisy area.
Right.
And the man who can withstand the hot balls the longest goes to Las Vegas with $1,000.
When you feel like you can't stand it, you do a beeline. You can remove it. There's a trash can right over there. Ooh. Throw that in the trash can, and then get ye to the bedroom.
A D and a beeline.
All right, then before we start, let's just give a quick shout out to each of these guys. Just scream out when I say your name so people know you're here. John. Hi, John.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hi there, John. And how about Robert? Hi, Robert. Where are you from?
Local, Fairfax.
Beautiful. And Noah, you're holding that. You've got that junk all over. You know, it looks like placebo on your hand.
Oh, placenta.
Mike.
That stuff is beautiful.
Don't I always get those two mixed up?
Yeah, placebo. Well, you know, it's that time we had that test.
Yeah, I'm Noah.
I like them both on crackers.
Remember that time we were taking the pills to see if they'd lower blood pressure, and then at the end of the test they said, hey, you've been eating placenta. There's Noah.
Okay, Noah, so you've got a dripping all over you. Where are you from, Noah?
I'm from Manassas Park.
Beautiful. Yeah. Steven. Steven.
Oh, yeah.
Hi there, Steven.
How are you?
I'm fine. Where were you on 9/11?
You're safe.
I kid because you don't look like me. Thank you for coming down. JR, where are you from?
Herndon,
how about in the back? I don't see your name tag.
Andrew,
who is that, Mike?
Andrew,
what's happening?
Not much.
What persuaded you to come down today for this?
I just wanted to meet you guys. I've been listening to you for a long time, and I just want to come down and meet you guys. And I never had a chance to call in. I always get the busy signal, so here I am.
That might be just as well, Andrew. All right.
Now, Mike, why don't you bond with your Red Sox guys?
Hey, James, how you doing?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Okay, how's that for bonding? All right, very good.
Now we got Matt. Big Matt. Hi, Matt.
How's it?
How's that? Matt, is that all you can come up with? How's that?
Yeah.
And then there was a lot
Matt
of
advice.
There was a lot of this.
How's
that?
How's that, guys?
And who do we forget?
All right.
Behind
Edward.
You. Eddie. Hey,
hello,
Eddie.
Hello.
Okay, we've met Eddie.
And Robert wants to apologize to his wife, he said.
Why is that, Robert?
Because she really didn't want me to do this, and then the $1,000 kind of persuaded her.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, honey, I'm sorry.
And thanks to Bill for always
that was heartfelt.
That's good. Make us all feel good. You make us all feel good about being men. Guys.
Don, are you ready to give them a three count?
You bet. Now, what you got to do, and we're going to need somebody to verify that these hot balls are going into the underpants.
Come on over, Joe.
Joe, this is your contest, buddy.
Guys,
I'm you know, as far as I handed out the Nerf balls.
Thank you for that, Mike.
I'm over right now. It's
three,
right,
everybody. Two, one,
go.
The hot Nerf balls that have been dipped in Joe's homemade hot sauce for Cinco de Mayo are now in the underpants.
Everybody got them in there?
Looks like they got it.
Every all one of those, are they all touching skin?
Yeah.
JR, you're holding up your hands. Your hands starting to bother you a little bit from where you were hitting. You were holding it?
No, we're good.
You're good? Okay.
Yes, Noah, what can we do for you, Noah?
My hand is covered in this stuff. It's absolutely buzzing. I've already gotten smoke and cuts. Hold on. What?
No.
I said I've already got some of this stuff and smoke and cuts on my hand.
Oh.
It's beautiful.
Hey, that's nice. You came down with open cuts.
Noah
came down with some open wounds today.
During your life, any time spent in any institution?
Can't say that I've been put in any institutions. Been beat around the head a little bit.
Okay, yeah. All right, that's fine.
Okay. How'd you get the what, Joe?
I'm just moving his mic.
Oh, I get you. How'd you get the cuts on your hand?
Oh, I move all sorts of heavy steel all day, so I get cuts all over my
arm. Question would be, and this is a valid question of the contest, for all you guys that were holding these in your hands, I see you're all kind of holding your hands. Do your hands hurt a little bit now from the hot sauce? Oh, dear. Oh, my. All right. Oh, boy, I hope this isn't a failure. Nobody's hand hurts from the hot sauce being on their hand.
It takes a few minutes.
Yeah. It takes a few minutes?
Hands are tougher than daisies.
Yes, this is true.
That's very true. Imagine if those body parts were changed, though.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if where your hands were, you had those, and where those are, you had your hands.
I'd always be touching stuff.
It'd be better in restaurants, wouldn't it?
I say there would never be an itch for you to take care of.
You could be just sitting there in a booth, and nobody would even know.
Yeah, I mean...
Excuse me, no, I don't want dessert yet. I'm having sex.
Everywhere it would be great.
Mm-hmm. All righty, so here
anybody
we all are.
Let's go around the room and see. Edward, do you feel anything in your underpants, Eddie?
Nothing. Anything
out of the usual. Yeah, nothing's coming up.
The usual burning.
Edward usually has burning.
How about you, Matt?
A pleasant, cool sensation.
Pleasant, really? Cool sensation.
All right, Red Sox fan James.
Feels great.
This is interesting.
Okay, RJ.
Oh, we're all good?
Here, JR, I'm sorry, it's dyslexic.
Andrew? I'm lucky enough to be Irish. I don't have much to affect anyway, so I'm doing good.
Steven. Oops, Steven. Oh, the terror, Steven. Right. How you doing, Barus?
Yeah, not too bad.
And,
Barus Baraz.
Noah?
I'm having fun so far.
Good.
All right.
Robert?
Good.
You don't feel anything?
I think I could put myself in a deep fryer and I taste great.
Really? Okay, John. So no one has any discomfort right now at all from having these in their underpants. I think what we're going to have to do during the break is probably figure out a way for these guys to mash themselves against, like, the wall. If we put them all outside as if they were in a lineup and they had to just stand and push themselves, mm-hmm. understand, push their hips.
Yeah, and I think at the same
wall.
Time we might want to give them all a number and put it into a hat.
I don't think, Mike, I want you to have some faith in this.
I do.
Have some faith in
this. I expected the hands to burn, and I expected it just a little bit of a...
But see,
burning. Are you guys being tough, or is anybody feeling like really burning?
I feel a little tender. I got a little heat.
Yeah, you got a little heat on the side. Okay, all right. It'll build up, too.
Joe, once again, tell us exactly what you put in this hot sauce that these guys have in the balls in their pants.
The main ingredient is habanero sauce. And habanero pepper, the same stuff that made Mike sneeze and Rob sneeze.
Yeah, and that was,
Joe.
I mean, it felt to me like pretty powerful stuff when I put it on my tongue.
Now, what we should do is just take these guys and put them in a room, let Beth Ann or Joe...
Monitor them?
Yeah, go watch them, Joe.
Okay.
Take them back to the green room.
You know, we could get them to hug and grind against each other.
Oh.
Homo.
Rob.
Homo. Homo.
I like to watch.
They should zip up.
You like to look.
We get hot women calling this show all the time, Rob.
He likes to look.
And you never get torqued up like that. Yeah.
Well, Mike, he likes to look.
God, dear me. Oh, my.
How about if we have him zip up before the break, or as I take him out for the break? So
yeah.
At least the pants are tight again.
That's a good idea.
Everybody zip up.
Zip up your pants.
How many segments have we ended that way?
Zip up your pants. What, Noah?
I've got pain.
You've got what?
Noah has pain.
Beautiful.
You have pain.
I have pain.
How much pain do you have, Noah?
Not much yet, but I can feel it coming. It's the squeezing the legs part.
What about you, Robert?
Robert, you got pain?
Squeezing the legs.
See, now that they're moving around a little bit. Guys?
Yeah, have them walk down the hall. That's a great idea.
Hey, don't forget, also, look at that wet spot.
Man, oh, man.
JR, you got to buckle your belt buckle as well. Guys, you got to buckle your belt buckles.
All right.
And as a matter of fact, you know, why don't we just march them out front of the radio station?
Okay.
Anybody that wants to see these guys,
just have them stand on the sidewalk.
They'll just stand out.
Uh-huh. All right, guys.
Stand out on the street.
Well, I guess you're not going to Vegas.
So, guys, you got to go stand on the street for the commercial. We'll bring you back in.
You guys all buckled up?
Yeah.
All right, everybody, follow Joe. Get out there.
Now, if you're within the sound of our voices in WJFK, you can see these guys outside.
And that, as soon as they get out of here, I'll tell you, this is going to work out beautifully. Then.
Yeah.
This is going to be perfect. Okay, see you later. Good luck.
Bye now.
Thanks so much.
Okay, what?
We're going to put them all out on the street.
Yes.
So in the event that the show's over and nobody has dropped out, we could just go home.
Lock the door.
And give away the trip to Las Vegas tomorrow.
See, the thing is, we've got still an hour left in the show.
That's right.
They're going to start dropping out. Mm-hmm. These balls were in that hot sauce. They are by their most sensitive areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Ole, 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 ole.
There you go.
Ole, ole,
I forgot you brought this record in. Because it's so hot, 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 everybody.
Because
Buster Poindexter is so great. Although he is good in that movie with Bill Murray.
This song for this date is perfect.
Cab driver? Was that Scrooge?
Yeah, Scrooge.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I've got a question for Don and Mike.
Yeah, we're here. What's up?
Why aren't there any women doing this?
Because women don't have balls
in there.
Well, they certainly have a sensitive area, and this is really getting disturbing because it's kind of gay.
Yeah, well, it is kind of gay, but you know, we've done lots of kind of gay contests, and, you know, I'm very comfortable with it.
as am I. It's not gay at all. As a matter of fact, hopefully when we come back, at least seven of these guys will have their crotches burning so badly.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, it's not gay. It's more like a fraternity prank. And then I realized that all fraternity pranks are gay.
Oh, well, Don asking them to grind up against the wall.
That was Rob.
That was me.
I did ask them to push up against the wall. Rob said they could grind against each other.
That's right.
And I don't think any of us gets any great pleasure in watching women in pain.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
None at all.
Look at them. They're all out front right now. Can you see them out the window?
Yeah, a couple of them smokes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It could be a fire.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm a chef, and I just want to let these guys know that it may take a little while for this stuff to kick in. But
we've got over an hour left of the show.
Well, it's going to burn for about a day and a half.
Well, unfortunately, I hope we have a winner by the end of today's show.
No pain, no gain.
They're going to be hurting.
$1,000 buys a lot of salve.
Thank you very much. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Deep knee bends.
Okay, there's a guy now.
That's a good idea.
Everybody will call you a homo.
That is a good
homo.
Yeah, that's great. Joe, give him, have him do deep knee bends.
I gave Joe my cell phone. Do you want to talk to Joe?
No. Why don't I talk to him, bro? Crazy. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Yeah, hey, next year, these guys seem to have some pretty tough backs. You might want to get a stationary bike or, like, one of those Toronto, those electric bulls.
Don't rub it in, sir.
Electric bull.
Okay.
All right, you know what? I got faith, like, in that chef guy.
Yeah.
I think if we give this some time.
Hey, that guy would know. That guy would absolutely
and
know.
And this contest will be over by the end of our show today.
I'm observing posture right now. They might be talking a good game.
Yeah,
I'm observing posture. Look at the guy in the blue shirt. He was doing this a minute ago, just kind of going.
Whenever we take our next break, they'll be hurting by the time we get back from that break. By the way, hospitals do this a lot. They ask patients to rate their pain or rank their pain on a scale of 1 to 10. So you may want to ask them what their pain is.
What their life pain is.
Right.
Contest, because the first time you made them move,
right.
And I heard three people go, oh.
Okay, is he on his own cell or yourself?
He's on my cell.
All right, hold on a second.
Wait, I'm looking at Edward now. Edward's looking. They're all trying to look cool. This is what's making me laugh.
I think they're going to have to, like, jog in place. We'll call Joe real fast. And then we got to hit the break. I'm calling your cell, right?
I think you misdialed.
You think so?
Let's see who we get.
Joe's holding up the phone. Meanwhile, I've dialed somebody's number. Well, you know what? Hey, Mike, where's your cell phone?
It's in my car.
You're going to get a missed call from me.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry. I called your cell phone by accident. And here he is. Hi, Joe.
Hey, look at the guy. Don, look at JR. Look at him. There's a guy that he's not talking to anybody.
Hey, Joe.
Hello.
Joe, you're out front of the station with these guys. We can tell that they are looking uncomfortable. What we want you to have.
I can't hear you.
Make them run in place. Look at him. Look at that moron.
Which one?
Joe.
Oh.
Hello?
He was just looking at the telephone.
Not my cell phone. I don't know how it works.
You press
the
green
ear
button.
Thing to your ear, and the part that goes down to your mouth, you talk into it.
Joe, make them do jumping jacks and run in place.
Okay, guys, they want some jumping jacks and some running in place.
All during this commercial set.
I'm guessing
you got to hold it in place.
With
some
cigarettes.
Of those listeners, they might need an explanation as to what a jumping jack is.
You know what? And now they look at him, maybe just the jogging in place.
Yeah. Maybe. Hey, you know what? And now, hey, Joe, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Joe?
Yes?
Have them sit Indian style on the ground and jump around on their butts.
Homo.
Yes.
Okay, now you have to do some deep knee squats real quick. Just a few.
Oh, here we go.
Moon out tonight.
Oh, boy. Yeah, just add friction.
You're cracking me up, man.
And now sit down Indian style. Indian style, please.
Now we have guys in the front yard. I swear to Christ, they are rolling on the ground, just holding their crotches.
Bounce up and down on your ass.
Hop, bounce up and down. This will get it right in there.
Oh, my God.
Get it working.
We have guys who really are rolling on the ground, I swear to God, holding their crotches.
All right.
Now, Joe, you got to keep it going during the commercials. We got a break here.
You got to keep it going during the commercials.
You got to be like the drill sergeant.
The running in place is pretty effective, I think.
Yeah, but that might slip it. That might make it slip
down. Well, that's part of the game. You got to hold it in place.
Right.
If it falls out, they're disqualified.
Joe, have them run.
All right, keep working. Up, up, up. More deep knees, knee bends. Quick, quick.
Joe, just have them run in place, please.
Oh, I see the moon out here.
Joe?
Here we go.
Body by Joe.
Joe?
Yes.
Joe. Hey, Joe.
Yes.
Please have them run in place.
Time to run in place. There we go.
Okay.
Oh, it's some guys... you got to hold it in. If it falls out, you're disqualified.
Oh. Yeah, these guys can actually hold their crotch from outside their pants. Joe, tell them that's okay.
Yeah, you can hold your package from outside your pants. That's okay.
Because all you will actually be doing is pushing the hot ball closer to your skin by doing that while they're jogging in place. Joe?
There's some guys in pain out there.
Yeah, but Mike, the guy in the Red Sox hat, look at him. He looks like he's doing an Irish jig. He actually looks happy.
I swear to God. There are like, there's, you know what? What do we have? 9 or 10 in the competition?
We got 10.
There are 8 of these guys that are unfazed.
Some of these guys, it's the most action they've seen.
Okay.
I'm trying to see the one guy. See, I thought the older guy, Joe, the bald head, I thought he might be in pain, but he's...
What's happening, Joe?
They're running in place, and I can smell it. It's cooking.
Smell like nacho cheese?
Yeah.
All right, Joe. Stand by. Stand by. We'll come back to you.
Very good.
We'll break here. These guys are outside the studio if you want to see them. Of course, we are burning for you. It's a cult of Blue Oysters right here on Jack FM. We got 10 guys.
Nobody's dropped out yet.
Going for a trip to Las Vegas. Commercials here, and we'll be right back to see if any of these guys will drop out. But he's got to go all the way to the vocal. Down out. That's right. It's turn on, isn't it, Robbie? Not you.
You scared me for a second there.
I was talking to Robbie Gomez, a woman that works at the station who was looking at the men out there holding their crotches.
Right.
She was staring at them.
Rightly so. One of the guys is getting that vascular look, you know, like he's getting the flushed cheeks.
Anybody crying?
Yeah, that could be just a heart attack almost about to happen.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I wish we were really big, like Dylan or Stone.
What do you mean big? We're as big as anyone. We have a hit show on CBS. Why can't you see that?
The Don and Mike Show.
Why can't you see that, huh?
Anglin can kiss my ass.
Great balls of fire.
Happy birthday, Tracy, baby.
Joe.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
www.donandmikewebsite.com.
A lot of great stuff on there.
Today you got, if you go to today's show, even though it's not done with the recap, you get the pictures of Katie Holmes with the herpetic sores all over her mouth.
I don't know what the deal is with that mouth.
Also, Jennifer Gardner, pregnant with Ben Affleck's baby.
That's sad.
That demon is inside her. And click on the link to see Kelsey Grammer.
I'm going
to
be doing that when I go home tonight.
Falling down at Walt Disney World. You'll love it. And later tonight, we'll have pictures of all of these guys in our Hot Balls contest.
Right. And they're all coming back into the studio right now.
In the Great Balls of Fire contest, Cinco de Mayo.
Here they all come.
During the commercials, we had them out in the front yard of WJFK. They were doing jumping jacks.
Yeah, I was observing these guys pretty closely. And
they're running in place.
The one guy I saw, Andrew, you look like you are experiencing a little bit of pain. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's not exactly the most pleasant thing I've had down there.
And they've also now gone to 2 balls per man.
Yes, yes, which is significant. And now they're not smiling like they were before, except for Noah. Noah seems unfazed.
All right, let's go around the room and see what these guys are feeling. Joe, why don't you go ahead?
Do you want to ask that buzz question that he suggested about on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your pain?
Yes, please. I can't see
James over in the corner.
Rate your pain right now. You have 2 of these balls that have been soaked in Joe's Cinco de Mayo hot sauce. They're in your underpants. 1 to 10, 10 being the worst. What's your level of pain?
My MLP.
Or your BLP.
My BLP is about a 9.
Wow.
Okay, so that would indicate that hurts a lot. Yeah. Robert.
At the tip of the tail.
Andrew's next. Andrew.
My life pain is at about a 9.5 right now.
9.5.
So see, these guys are feeling it. Now, Robert.
I'm not trying to be big, but it's about a 7.
A 7.
About a 7. Okay, Johnny.
I'd stick with 7, too.
Okay.
All right, Ben. All right. Steven.
It's about 7. Yeah, 7, 8.
Okay, John.
It's about a 3, but it's rapidly increasing.
JR, and JR, you have the most stains on your pants.
Hey, thanks, man.
That's okay. I can't help but look, because you know I'm...
Homo!
And it's a little gamey in here.
Oh, now, yeah.
So. Yes. It does smell like nacho cheese.
About an 8.5 here.
That's for Edward.
That's Edward.
All right. And how about you, Matt?
Got to go with an 8.
How's
and
it?
And all right. Noah, how much you want to bet Noah's below a 2?
Actually, I'm around 3 or 4, but it's a giggly 3 or 4.
Oh, dear. He's enjoying it.
A giggly 3 or 4.
You know what's great? A lot of red cheeks in here.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really fighting it.
Absolutely.
Let me do ask anybody, and boy, you are sweating over there, aren't you? Andrew? Yeah. Now, Andrew, step up. Let me ask you. Who had the worst pain thus far? Was it Andrew? Who had the 9?
I think Andrew had a 9.5.
Yeah,
Andrew was the most painful so far.
Andrew?
Yes, sir.
If I offered you free tickets to Las Vegas?
Yes, sir.
Would you quit right now?
If you're going to give me a pair of free tickets to Las Vegas, yes, I probably would.
Anybody in this room that would like right now to quit and just get the airfare from Independence Air to Las Vegas?
Not $1,000.
You can quit. And you'd still win. This is not a goof. Would you? Do you want out?
No, I don't want out yet.
All right. Anybody else? This is a one-time offer. This is a one-time offer. Hold on, yeah. What is it, Johnny?
I have a question. If
yes.
Is it going? If nobody backs out, is it going to come down to
a drawing?
Drawing.
Yes. Yeah.
I'll take the tickets.
All right.
Okay.
That's one guy that's taking the tickets.
There's one guy who's out.
John, you're out, and you are not in the running for the $1,000.
Do you want to take those? Do you want to take the balls out of your pants now?
They're comfortable. I'll leave them.
All right, John.
They've become a part of me by now.
John's got the Las Vegas tickets, and anybody else that wants that offer?
Hold on, we got another taker. Hold on,
we got another taker.
Andrew's out as well.
I'm thinking about it, Don.
All right, Andrew, are you out?
Yeah, I think I'm going to take the tickets also if it comes down to a draw. We got some tough guys here.
All right, Andrew's out.
It's like Edward, you're out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, step over there, gentlemen. All you guys that are out, step over to the right.
And Edward, yes, you can take them out of your pants now. Edward, tell us, how much is it bothering you?
Well, I was one of the stupid people, like the caller way earlier in the show. I shaved about 3 days ago.
Homo.
Yeah, get out of here.
There's your razor burn.
Oh, that's nasty.
All right, is there anybody else? Now, keep in mind, you guys that are left.
What's that? I didn't hear you, Andrew. Go ahead.
Can I get my company a plug real quick?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Yes.
I'd like to say hi to Eric Weimer from eHome Solutions. Say hi to all the guys, Danielle Cabral. Hi, guys.
He's a little distracted. And you're hanging in there, right, Andrew? You're staying in the contest?
I'm done.
You're done. Okay.
He's out.
Yeah. Are you done,
Robert
James?
W., are you in or out?
I have a question.
Okay, what's the question?
Another.
At the end, we do the drawing. Do we still get the tickets? Do we get the tickets regardless?
No.
No.
No, see, if you leave now, you get the vacation, you get the trip to Las Vegas. If you stay in, the worst case scenario, you're going to be in a one now. How many guys are left out of 10? We got 6 left.
You'll be in a drawing, and whoever wins that drawing will win Las Vegas tickets and $1,000. Yeah. The rest of you guys?
Can you give me 5 minutes?
We'll just have a... No, absolutely not.
We need the decision right now.
Right now, Robert.
Are you in or out? Robert.
Think of the wife, man.
5.
Well, you sure
4,
are sweating.
You're 3.
Hold on, yes, Red Sox guy. What's your question?
All right. How many tickets are we getting? 1 or 2?
2.
2
tickets.
Mm-hmm.
3.
Are you in or out, James? James and
1.
Robert, we need to know.
I gotta go.
Red Sox guy is out.
Robert, are you in or out?
Robert W., in or out?
I'm sorry, Bev.
In or out? He's in.
He's staying in.
Okay, then we have.
In it to win it.
Okay, we have left. Robert W., J.R., Steve, Matt, and Noah. And then there were 5. Can we get a picture of the 5 guys that are left?
Yes, we can.
We can document this for the website.
These are the 5 tough guys.
The final 5.
These are the tough guys.
Now, we want you to know that during the commercials, Joe will be taking you back outside for more stretching. The good news is we're out of hot balls.
That is the good news.
Although we could,
recycle.
We could take some of the other guys.
Oh, no.
Hold on, I'm thinking about it. What if, let me ask you guys a question. You guys, you 5 guys that are still in, the final 5. If you had to take balls that were left over, hot balls left over, and put another 1 or 2, do we have enough to put 2 in each guy?
No.
Okay. If you put another ball in, would it be worth an extra $500?
Yeah.
To the winner?
We're already here.
What, Noah?
Can I check if I'm bleeding first?
Can you check if you're bleeding?
No.
Go ahead, right in. He's checking to see if he's bleeding.
Right anyways, dude.
It's a valid question, Mike.
Don?
Oh, dear.
What, Joe? If we take some of the balls out of the trash, we'll have plenty of balls. We've got plenty of sauce.
If we what?
There's balls in the trash can that were discarded.
Yeah, so we have extra ones. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, then do it. Yeah. Okay. Then, guys, during this commercial, go out, load up, put a third ball in your pants.
And these guys, these five that are left, will be competing before the end of the show.
$1,500.
For $1,500 in a drawing.
And a trip to Las Vegas.
And if they drop out, they're out of the drawing.
But right now, you five guys are in it to win it. Worst case scenario, we will have a drawing before the end of the show. Robert, you got to turn and be in the picture with Mike.
You got to move, Robert.
Hey, Robert is about ready to quit. Hey, Robert.
He's hurting.
You gonna make it, Robert?
Yep.
Robert, are you gonna make it or do you want to quit? Robert, I know you're PW'd like me. Here's your last chance. Do you want the Las Vegas tickets or not?
Take them, dude.
Last chance. You're in a lot of pain.
Call my wife and ask her.
No. You're gonna make a decision, yeah. Robert.
I'm staying. Okay. Staying in the competition.
Okay. Sounds to me like he doesn't have anything to hurt down there.
Oh dear. Oh.
Buzz.
All right. Yes.
Hold on a second.
Yeah. Wow.
All
right, Joe, get these guys out of here. Give them the other balls. Get them the other balls. Get them outside. We'll bring them back in during the next news and comment. Look at these guys.
Very good.
They're all walking like...
Except for this guy.
Yeah.
Noah is unfazed. But Noah, if they all hang in there, it's not really going to matter. There we go.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one
Gary
man
Noah.
Found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz me.
He made it up.
They're all putting on the good front, but
now the pain. They are all in pain. Well, mm-hmm. you this as soon as you made the offer, man, 50%.
Yeah.
Out of there.
Robert W. said something interesting. I don't know if it was on mic when you were asking them to rate the pain.
Yeah.
He said six. With shades of 13.
All right, we got five guys still in it to win it.
Yeah.
Buzz, what's your lead story on the news and comments tonight, please?
Tonight, the government goes after your pot and your porn.
Oh my. Joe. Oh boy, it's all about Joe today.
Stay tuned,
everybody.
News and comments.
News and comments coming up
on the Don and Mike
Don
Show.
And Mike Show, that's hot, that's very
Noah Festival.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Have Howie Bees Gone Lip, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, time for Buzz's News and Comments now, Buzz. Brought to us tonight by Smoke Break.
This is good smoke.
Smokers break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break. Revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers. Buzz, of course, we beg your indulgence.
Of course.
We're going to get to the news here.
Right.
Let's bring the guys in. They're all too balled up now.
Yeah, I would think so.
And maybe...
Maybe three.
We may go to the three ball here in a moment. Mm-hmm. During the commercials...
Right over there, guys. Right over there.
They, you've got...
yes, that was... I really did give you the stop sign there. That was...
JR and Matt and Steve and, of course, Creepy Noah. And who am I for... Robert, the PW guy.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, how you feeling now? JR, how are you?
Good. Good.
Now, come on.
It's feeling on a scale of 1 to 10. Where are you right now?
I'm about a 5.5.
Okay, Matt. How about you?
I'm about an 8.5.
And Matt, you are really sweating through that shirt, dude.
Well, I'm pretty fat.
So there's
Matt,
that. That is the second big laugh you've given me today. I appreciate it.
Okay, hold on. You got to move your arm, Steve. Steve.
Hi.
What's your level of pain?
It's about a. Still about a 7 or 8.
7, okay, let's go to Noah, who seems... Noah,
enjoy it.
You seem unfazed.
I'm thinking around a 4, maybe.
Around a 4.
Noah, did you have an accident at the steel plant one day?
Hey, how about Robert?
Oh, I'm well past 10.
Robert, you do. I mean, you're not faking it. You look like you're an
agony. I think I'm getting heat stroke. I'm getting cold.
All right, Robert. Robert, do you want out?
Not for nothing.
he's bartering.
No, it's just I've suffered this long.
Right.
In the worst case scenario, I got 25 minutes, mm-hmm. and I got a chance. If I'm not going to get anything, I hurt so bad now, I've lost feeling in my legs. That, I mean,
Would you like a Vermont teddy bear?
No.
Okay.
So you're not getting out. You're sticking with it.
this much pain for nothing, yeah, I got to stick with it. I'm stupid to be here in the first place. I'd be more stupid to drop now.
All right. You should see him. I'm getting a look at this guy. This guy is hurt.
Come over in front of me. Would you come over here? Can I get a look at you? Come here. Come over here. Walking like an old man.
And a little jittery, a little shaky.
Come on over here, Robert. Come here. We'll take some pity on you. God damn. How bad is the feeling in your crotch?
I can't feel it anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. I swear to God. You want to drop out? You want the tickets to Vegas? You got it. No goof. Swear to God. You want out?
Yeah, I'm done.
Yay!
I know.
And then there were four.
Another one bites the dust. But give him the tickets because he's in here shaking like a little girl.
Yeah. All right, get out of here, Robert. Thank you very much.
He's shaking like Catherine Hepburn in here. He's shaking like Michael J. Fox.
Now, the odds have increased dramatically. The dollar value, Don, you raised that, right?
$1,500.
$1,500. And the offer, are you going to give the other guys the offer?
No.
Nope.
No, that's it. Well...
Yeah, but they're not going to quit. I can look at them.
I should mention all these guys flying to Las Vegas, those who are winning and not winning, from IndependenceAirFlyEye.com, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show. Fly to IM, get your happy bag.
Yeah.
Game tag today.
Appropriate contest today.
Independence Air, go your own way.
Wow.
Okay, guys, while Buzz starts to do the news, let's just hear you guys a little running in place.
Here we go.
And a little cadence. Like,
let's listen.
Just... One, two, three,
all of you.
Four.
One, two, three, four.
There you go. Just keep that pace up. And Buzz, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
What's in your news show, Buzz?
Well, let me tell you. In the wholesome little town of Muncie, Indiana, a state trooper was teaching drug awareness to a classroom of high school students who were apparently already aware. And somebody from the office at Delta High pointed out that the 16-year-old...
I can't do this.
Pointed out...
I'm watching you. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
All right.
Go ahead. Sorry. And then somebody from the office at this high school pointed out the 16-year-old who's been selling pot. The cop found weed in his pockets, and the kid was shipped off to juvie. Although a lot of people agree marijuana should not be in the hands of children, most surveys are showing that more people believe the drug should not be sending adults to prison, which brings us to this.
What, Buzz?
We're arresting more people these days for marijuana and fewer people for cocaine and heroin. That's from a report from a Washington think tank using FBI data.
Is this Stinko DiMaio in here?
The report shows a big shift in police focus over the last 10 years from the hard stuff to Mary Jane.
How you doing, Mike?
You ought to be in my space. Heroin and coke were behind 55% of all the drug arrests in 1992. They were behind fewer than 30% of the arrests in 2002.
You're not hearing static on your radio.
No.
These are the four guys left in the Great Balls of Fire Cinco de Mayo contest.
The four tough guys.
And right now they've got two of these Nerf balls, three in their pants. They're up to three balls each, excuse me, guys, that have been soaked in Joe's hot sauce all day. And now they're running in place. That's what you're hearing. And it smells.
It is
really
un-effing bearable in here.
It's
grotesque.
The odds are that we'll be hearing from all of these guys tomorrow when they call us to tell us that the skin is falling off.
Yeah.
They're daisy. How you doing, guys? Okay. All right. What's next, Buzzy?
And the same story continues. In that same decade that heroin coke arrests fell and marijuana arrests rose, marijuana bust up from 28% of the arrests to 45%. 80% of the increase in drug arrests are marijuana arrests. The feds say the pot crackdown is necessary because this is not your father's weed. Today's pot, they say, is a lot stronger than it was in Cheech and Chong's day.
This sound of these guys doing this is fantastic. And they've got the hot balls. They got three hot balls in their underpants right now each.
They do. Wow.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
The federal government.
It's too great, Buzz.
I know.
It's too great just listening to these guys doing this.
I know.
It's too much.
How you guys feeling? So the answer is fine, sir. How's it?
Okay, let's stop for a moment.
May
stop
I have another?
Stop running for
take
a moment.
A break. Now we're mentioning the hot stuff, but we got some big guys in here.
We do. Yeah.
How you doing? Matt, you're not going to have a cardiac on me,
okay,
are you?
Well, all right. Now, hold on. Let's get some.
All right. Very good.
Let's find out what's going on.
Hey, look at the mic.
Oh, the mic is falling apart, for goodness sake.
All right. You want to talk to Matt, Don?
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, what's going on?
What's happening, Mike?
How are you?
Not bad.
Matt, what's happening?
I'm doing all right. You know, I'm up to about a 9. And I just lost 10 pounds, so it's great.
You're up to a 9.
I think we've got the juices flowing.
Okay, what about JR?
I'm doing good. It's the legs are giving out, but the D's okay.
What's your pain down there?
I'm about a 7 still.
About a 7. All okay, right. What about Steve?
It's not as bad as the car bombs of my people, but it's... It's okay. Pretty bad, yeah.
Very good. Steve, give it a number, please, Mr. Bruce.
It's still about a 7 or 8.
About a 7. Mm-hmm. And Noah?
I'm going to give it about a 5. This is about... I fell down some stairs this morning. This feels just about the same.
About the same as Noah fell down some stairs this morning.
Shocker.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, we're going to have to take a break so we can come back with at least 5 minutes left in the show. How many balls do we have left?
I don't know. I've got Joe.
Let's find out very quickly how many balls we got left. Hey, and Noah, for a guy who's talking a good game, your body language says you're in some pain, my man.
I've been hoisting motors over my shoulder all day. My legs are tired.
Your legs are tired. I think it's not your days.
With Noah, it's the running. It's the running.
I'm a big fat guy. What can I say?
And, Steven, I notice you've got your one hand just kind of cradling your
homo.
Your area. Your area.
Howdy.
How many balls? How many hot balls?
There's 3 here, but there's more in the trash can.
Okay. Guys,
we've got 4 guys
during the commercials, and we've got to take a break right now, or we're not going to be able to get this done on the network. During the commercials, your odds of winning, since it's going to come down to a drawing between these 4 guys,
1 in 4 chance of winning.
Your odds,
that's Robert limping down the hallway.
Your odds of winning will be increased by the number of hot balls you put in your pants.
Give me all of them.
Oh, now, hold on.
See, they all want all of them. Uh-huh.
Well, how many do we have
left? They all want all of them.
How many are left? How many hot balls are left, Joe? How many Nerf balls that have
Joe
been...
is fishing them out of the trash.
That would be a perfect time for another one of those offers.
Well, there's 5.
Would you quit right now, Matt?
Not for the Vegas ticket.
You wouldn't quit? What would you quit for?
I do it for money.
For money?
Yep.
You're SOL. You're SOL.
You're SOL. How about any of you other guys? Anybody ready to quit for the Vegas tickets right now? Just remember, when we have the drawing... If you don't win, what's that?
I said 9. Rob would love that.
What, 9 what? No, 9. Okay, no. Okay, but I'm saying right. If we have the drawing, if you don't win the money,
okay,
you don't win.
Everybody, we got one more commercial set. Joe, do we have enough for each guy to have 2 balls? 2 more balls?
No, we have 6.
Okay, everybody put 1 more in your pants.
1 more.
Stay in for this round.
1 more.
1 more.
1 more ball.
1 more ball.
1 more hot sauce.
Get a good one.
Nerf ball in the shorts.
Get a good one.
One more recycled.
Yummy.
Hot recycled, okay. Foul, disgusting.
Buzz, I promise we'll do double the news time tomorrow.
Okay.
Because this has become a mess in more than one way. Guys.
Any chance they could go to the green room, Don?
No. Could you run?
What
can we get the sound
idea
of you running again in place now with 3 of these hot balls?
Yes, sir.
Four.
Four of them. Okay, why don't you run out to the green room, guys?
Okay,
there
bye-bye.
They go. All right,
bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. See you later.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Holding themselves.
I'm guessing they've got 1 commercial set. They got 8, 9 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably all make it.
Yes, but should get ready for the drawing.
But maybe one of them will drop out or more. What? Hi, Joe.
I have them running around the cubicles during the breaks.
Okay.
I took them on a tour of the station.
Joe, you really hate our listeners, don't you?
No, I love these guys. They really stuck through it.
Yeah.
Next time, remember the battery.
Okay.
Yes.
Buzz?
Yes.
You know what's coming up next?
What?
Not news and comments.
I know.
I'll tell you that.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, bring him in, Joe.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Say yes. Say no. Your favorite French male transvestite prostitute, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And our thanks to Buzz, who had the news prepared today. And thank God nothing awful happened today.
Thank God.
Thank God.
No major injuries, thank God.
Thank God. And we've got now the 4 finalists. Steve, Noah.
Tough guys.
JR.
Yeah, they are.
And who am I forgetting over there? Oh, Matt. Hey.
Point out that during the commercial break, Joe had these guys running all over the radio station.
Yeah.
So it's not just the heat, but it's Taskmaster, Sadus. I want to kill my listeners, Joe.
Now, Joe, make sure that you get all kinds of pictures. Like, for instance, look at JR's pants. I mean, these are pictures that have to make their way to the website.
You
today.
Must see these brave men.
You should know, guys. What, Joe?
I'll get them as soon as they leave.
Right. Joe, you should know that you could have had the trip to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So we appreciate the fact that you guys have hung into the very end.
Yeah.
Three of you will go away losers. One of you gets a trip to Las Vegas and $1,500.
You're all troopers, and we say good luck to all of you guys.
And we know you'll all be calling us tomorrow. Because you guys have no idea.
Or your doctors.
We definitely want updates on the treatment you're going to do. You know, the soaking in the ice-filled tub.
The salve.
That type of thing. We want to hear about it.
Now, Beth Ann, I think you have a plate.
Skin grafts.
You have the plate?
Yeah.
All right.
A plate.
What's on the plate?
Tiny little pieces of paper.
Scraps of paper. Don't remove the dome yet.
The drawing.
Okay. Everybody, please take one scrap of paper and do not open it up. Take one scrap of paper each. Do not open it up.
They're being very picky. You guys crack me up.
Okay, now.
You guys all have your pieces of paper?
Ready? Open the paper.
Let's see.
Three say loser, one says winner.
Matt, don't drop it.
Who's the big fat winner?
You're a loser, Matt.
Hold on. John Richard, JR, what are you?
I got the big W.
John Richard!
Winner.
The
eldest
statesman of the contest, the oldest guy in the contest.
And we decided in the green room that we're going to share a little of the money with everybody because it's...
I think that is cool.
That's really nice.
Everybody was hanging. I like that.
Everybody was hanging.
That's very, very cool, guys.
I would never do that, but...
That's why I'm broke. So.
Good for you, JR. You get $1,500.
Wow.
And you get to go to Las Vegas, courtesy of Independence Air. Fly I and get your Happy Bags game tag today. Independence Air, go your own way.
You're going to need happy bags.
You guys rock, seriously.
Yeah, Steve, that's
good meeting y'all.
Steve, I feel awful for you, man. You could have at least had the trip to Las Vegas.
I wanted that Sal, but oh well.
Yeah.
Disappointment all around, Don.
Sure.
Because they've won nothing and there's, you know, in their pants.
Yeah. Noah, thanks for being a good contestant, dude.
Sure.
I'm glad to hear about your shaving. And Matt,
try not to fall down the stairs again, Noah.
Matt, please call us tomorrow. Let us know you're okay.
I will, and it's worth it to meet you guys. You guys
get that's out of nice here. Of you. All right, get out of here, you guys.
Okay, get out of here.
Thank you.
Okay. What, Noah? Pardon me, Noah?
Yeah, you can dump them.
Yeah, you can take, you can take the hot balls.
No, you have to wear them home.
What dedicated listeners.
Rob, it's amazing to see sometimes.
I know.
Oh, that should help yourself. We got to fly. www.dynamicwebsite.com. That's where you have the pictures of all this crap today.
Love is like.
Please stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
All right.
The best show that I've heard since Regis and Kathy Lee. It's Brian and Keisha.
It's amazing how well they do. And they've got two new guys on that show.
A couple of unknowns that we think have got a real future in this business.
The
names are Ron and Fez.
Bennington and Watley.
We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. And thanks to everybody who came down for the hot balls and happy Cinco de Mayo. Good day to you, sir.
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 Sorry you failed that test, Mike. And we'll see you tomorrow. You?
Yeah, let's make a run for the corner. Yeah. I hate that.
When we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.